High school football is on the air. Havenfootball.net is pleased to present tonight's Strathaven football game. Tonight's game is between the 3-1 Upper Darby Royals and your 3-1 Strathaven Panthers.
Ball spotted, kick is away, it is long enough, and it is good! Emmett Young pounds it through with 4.4 seconds left! Deep down the middle, has a man out there, Pio's got it inside the 10, inside the 5, and into the end zone for a touchdown!
Tonight's game is sponsored by Steve Tobbs Allstate Insurance and Media, Auto, Home, and Life. You're in good hands with Allstate. Joanna Slosky of Coldwell Banker Preferred Realty. Call her when you need to buy or sell your home. The Inn at Swarthmore. Guest rooms, meeting space, and dining for breakfast, lunch, and dinner right in downtown Swarthmore. The Delaware County Daily Times. All high school sports every day. If it happens in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times. AMF Auto Clinic, taking care of your cars since 1961. Located in Brookhaven on Edgemont Avenue. Rothman Institute at Riddle Hospital. Think Rothman first. Run again, play again. Here are tonight's internet announcers, the voices of the Strathaven Panthers, Brian Carroll, Pete Fulginetti, and Mike Mayer.
For most of the 1990s and then the early 2000s, well, really nobody in District 1 was beating Strathaven, let alone anybody in the Central League. They had a win streak year after year after all, over almost everyone from 2006, except from 1996 to 2003. And since that time, though, some teams have caught up. As the high school, most high school teams deal with graduations and turnover and so forth, it's caught up to Strathaven over the last 10, 15 years. So it's hard to believe now, after years and years of dominance, you look back and the last time they defeated Upper Darby here on Lansdowne Avenue was 2011. It's been quite a while for the Panthers, but riding a three-game winning streak here in the early part of the season, trying to close out September in a strong way, and they are going to have their hands full with the 3-1 Upper Darby Royals right here tonight on havenfootball.net. Good evening, everybody. Brian Carroll bringing you play-by-play. Thanks to everybody at Upper Darby for getting us set up here in the booth. Thrilled to be here on a kind of a warm night, but again, not unpleasant entirely outside. And the players on a grass field for the first time this season should have some fun with the purple and gold. Upper Darby, led by head coach Rich Gentile, lost a heartbreaker at Springfield in week two in the Central League opener, but taking care of business in their other 3 weeks, winning their opener here against Bonner Prendergast just up the street, and certainly in the last 2 weeks, piling up the points and doing very well with a 41-14 rout of Conestoga, followed by a 64-7 victory a week ago against Pencrest. The Royals are rolling, led by, well, maybe the top defense in Delaware County at the moment. Top ranked in terms of yardage allowed, fifth in points allowed, and the Royals are going to present mighty challenges for the Strathaven offense to move the ball tonight. So, Mike Mayer joining me as always with the play by the color commentary, the engineering, and everything else on havenfootball.net. Mike, the Panthers will look to move the ball on the ground as expected. Yes, in theory, you say throw the ball around a little bit, but against a secondary with terrific speed, terrific coverage skills, there's risk in that tonight.
Oh, there's no doubt about it. But, I'm not a big fan necessarily of throwing deep or certainly throwing into coverage. What I think Haven needs to do is get out of the box so that the linebackers are forced and the cornerbacks are forced to at least spread themselves out a little bit and give the running game a little bit of room. If they can put 9-10 guys in the box and we're not going to challenge that to force them to look outside, then they're just going to pile into the middle, and that makes it very, very tough to block all those guys and get any distance. On top of that, as we learned today by watching and talking to various coaches, Upper Darby tends to platoon their whole front defensive line in and out. They have enough subs to cover it, so they're going to stay fresh. One of Haven's claim to fame is they just want to keep pounding you and wear you out. That may not be so easy tonight. I think the reporters at the Daily Times got it right. I mean, I'm not calling for a defeat, but I think the fact that they're favoring Upper Darby, some by just a few points, others by a touchdown or more, I think that's a fairly accurate assessment. I mean, both teams have similar records and have really played similar teams. We kind of gave the game away to Interboro in a sense because of the fumbles and the turnovers, but we're not as devastating an offense against Pencrest and Conestoga as the Royals were. And that may come back, you know, to show us that this team has got greater speed and ability. Defense is, for us, is definitely going to be an issue. Can we stay with their guys? Can we shut them down? I think Haven's got to be looking for turnovers tonight and to not have any of their own. But I think they've got, and hopefully Clancy's put in a couple of plays, they got to do something to move the ball out around the edges. We don't have the foot speed to just turn it on and get out there. So we need to quick pass it or pitch it or something to put it out there and take care of the situation. I really think I have a chance to move the ball. If we try to do what we did with who did we play last week? Conestoga. I was thinking Pancras. But
right.
if we try to do to Upper Darby what we did to Conestoga last week, that's just – I don't think it's going to be terribly successful. So we'll see what happens. I think the teams are – when I say evenly matched, they're certainly should be competitive with each other. This should not be a rout under any circumstances. But we'll have to wait and see what happens. In the meantime, Brian is busy killing hornets that apparently have a nest right above our heads.
No, yellow jackets.
Yellow jackets.
We're having
okay.
fun, though.
Yeah.
Keeps it interesting.
That's right.
So, oh, yeah, there it is, right in the corner, right above us.
There
but
it is.
We'll be fine.
Yep.
In the meantime, it keeps it exciting here. And, again, should have some exciting football. And we will have scores from elsewhere around the Central League and certainly District 1 and District 12. But, really, we are looking forward to some good football tonight as both teams very much in the playoff picture and wanting to have a Week 11 game at this point. They are really feeling strongly and, again, looking ahead for the Royals in the weeks ahead. Martin Luther King next week, Harrington the week after, Marple and Ridley before they get Garnet Valley on October 26th. So, you know, this could, if they can get off to a good start tonight against Strathaven, this is a team that could very well, you know, I would say certainly the next 2 weeks be in good shape. After that, Marple and Ridley, you know, there's questions there as both of those teams were hammered by graduation throughout. So, in the meantime, I think this is going to be, interesting with interesting football here. Mike's now playing Exterminator trying to kill Yellow Jackets above us.
I think they're attacking me, however.
Yeah, but that's okay. We'll not upset them and just let them crawl around for now. But as we look out on the field again, good night for football here. Panthers without Perry Soucy, senior defensive back tonight. He is out of action. And for Upper Darby, number 55 is out of action tonight. That's Stoney Moore, defensive lineman. Those are, you know, at least part-time contributors that will not be in action. Zach Lesher also out of the lineup for the Panthers with that injury suffered back in week one. But the Panthers have made their way onto the field. We are awaiting the band making their way to the far side of the field as well. But the Panthers in their road whites tonight, black numerals, silver helmets, and black pants over on the far sideline, led by head coach Kevin Clancy. He of 303 career wins, all-time winningest coach in Delaware County. And, again, a three-game win streak under the Panthers' belt after a tough start the weekend before Labor Day. So, again, looking forward to tonight. The Panthers, you know, statistically, the pass game has yet to really take shape. But on the ground, you know, they're in the top 10 in terms of total offense. They're in the top 10 in Delaware County in terms of yards per game,
right.
Averaging 22 points per game. And as we mentioned, most of those yards coming through the way of the run game with, 5.4 yards per play, and in terms of just net yards rushing, most of the offense coming that way. 5.3 yards per carry, led by Zach Hussein right now, who is second in Delaware County in rushing.
It's first last week, so
yeah, that's
right.
Big game from Matt Cohen up in Radnor a week ago in their big win over Ridley. So Radnor and Haverford is tomorrow night. That should be a good one. If you don't have anything to do on Saturday night, undefeated Radnor,
yep,
against 3-1 Haverford, whose only loss came in the final seconds against Garnet Valley.
Right.
So that should be quite a test there for the Red Raiders heading over to Haverford High School. But some other games tonight. Garnet Valley hosting Harrington. There is expectations of a mercy rule circumstance there, but Harrington always game, always going to go out there and make the big effort. Marple Newtown at Springfield. That should be interesting as well. Springfield with one is undefeated as well to date. Marple Newtown 2-2. And again, Marple trying to hand Springfield their first league loss in 2 years. And so we'll see see if Springfield can keep that wave going. A couple other games of note. Glenn Mills with a long ride tonight up at Pottsville. Okay, so a couple that's a little bit of a commute there for another local team. Closer to home, Penwood takes a shorter trip over to Westchester. Ruston, Pencrest is at Conestoga. So Pencrest looking to go to 2-4. Conestoga still in search of their first win. That should be interesting. Strathaven has beaten both of them over the last couple of weeks. And one other game of note, important in Chester County and important in 5A playoff positioning in particular. Unionville at 1-3 at Oxford, who's 3-1. Unionville, the defending District 1 champion, falling tonight would put them at 1-4 and, believe it or not, at risk of missing the 5A playoffs. So we'll have to see if Pat Clark and the Indians can bounce back there against the upstart Hornets, who lost a tough one to Penwood, who remains undefeated. But, you know, again, they have been excellent all year long, especially offensively, the Hornets. So, again, lots to talk about. We'll spend more of that at halftime, talking about the playoff picture in 5A. A lot of very good teams right now, and we'll try to shake that out as we get going. For the Panthers and Royals, they're meeting at midfield to talk about the coin toss. Upper Darby has won the toss and deferred, so Strathaven will be moving left to right and receiving the football. So we'll shake hands at midfield. Jake Fisher, Ryan Krause, and Ethan Belleville for the Panthers. For the Royals, who are in their purple jerseys, yellow pants, gold pants, gold helmets with white numerals, their captains tonight, number 51, Delva Jean-Baptiste. Dejon Patterson, number 5, is Kareem McAdams as well. So, be back in just a moment for the tail end of the national anthem and the start of the Week 5 action between the Royals and Panthers here on havenoffootball.net.
You probably have a deductible of $500 on your car insurance. Why shouldn't it shrink each year you drive safely? Allstate thinks it should, down to nothing. Can you afford not to be in good hands?
Your local Allstate agent is Steve Taub in media. Give him a call at 610-566-3500 for all your insurance needs.
This is Keith Jackson. You're listening to High School Football right here on havenfootball.net.
That's the Upper Darby Marching Royals sitting just below us here in the press box. Thanks again to the Upper Darby Athletic Department for getting us set up here on a great night for football. Strathaven on the road for just, technically the second time, but of course the Pencrest game was interrupted, and they played the second half at home, so I don't know, maybe 1.5 games on the road now once they kick it off tonight. But
We travel with them no matter where they go or how they do it.
So. Wherever they go, we'll follow along. But, again, standing deep to return for the Panthers, Arion Ford and Jarris Adams will flank Ebo Pio. They wait at about the 15-yard line, ready to kick it away for Upper Darby. The senior kicker and defensive back, Sammy Bayway, number 21, is watching him in the warm-ups. He was pretty solid from 40 and in, and even hit a couple 45-yarders as well. So good leg on number 21 for head coach Rich Gentile, where the kicking game in years past for Upper Darby has been questionable at moments, but seem to have things in check tonight with Bayway. So we'll see what the Panthers can do with the ball as they get started. And Bayway's got it teed up halfway between the hash marks at the 40. They'll kick it away. Pio waits at the 10-yard line. High end over end kick's going to come down to Arion Ford. Instead, he backs up and makes the catch and slips down on the grass at the 5-yard line. Long field in front of the Panthers to get started. Lost his footing as he had to backpedal for that one. And the Panthers will start first and 10 at their 5-yard line. Jake Fisher is your quarterback. Second leading rusher in Delaware County is Zach Hussein is at fullback. Ethan Belleville and Ebo Pio are the halfbacks. At center is Mike Golay. The guards, Chris Tagliaterra and Sam Burke. The tackles, Ryan Krause, along with Matt Dowdy. And we'll see Jack Henry at tackle as well. Tight ends, Arion Ford. They go with two tight ends to start. Ford and Evan Blake. Wing T behind Fisher on first and 10. Give those to the fullback Hussein off the left side and straight into the secondary across the 10-yard line, out to the 12, 13-yard line he goes, and a gain of 8 on first down for Hussein. Upper Darby defense bending a little bit, and the Panthers with some room. They'll put it actually at the 14. Call it 9 on the carry. Second down and 1 upcoming. We'll get to the Upper Darby defense after this snap. Wing T behind Fisher. Belleville in the backfield with Hussein. Wing to the left is Ebo Pio. 9 men in the box, and they give to Belleville off the left side, who is undercut nicely but falls forward across the 15. Give him a yard and a half and a Panther first down. Defense for Upper Darby, they will rotate different defensive linemen, but part of the down four will include David Anderson, Kevin Redden, James Ennison, Dejon Peterson up front. Linebackers include Keyshawn Collins-Mitchell, Nick Faraglia, Delva Jean-Baptiste, Brylon Brown and James Tuyemi are the corners. The safeties, Jake Gooch and Marson Way. First and 10 from the 15. The Panthers give it to Ebo Pio for the first time. Off the right side, across the 15, out to the 19-yard line. Give him 4 on a first down carry. Good start right there for the junior. Pio brings up second down and 6. 51 on the stop, Jean-Baptiste. And the Panthers will be looking at 2nd and 7 here. They'll snap from the right hash mark. Moving left to right here. 10:39 and counting to play in the opening quarter. Two tight ends set in front of Fisher. On 2nd and 7. This is Hussein straight up the middle, who puts his head down and pushes across the 20. Forward progress for a yard or so. Brings up 3rd down and 6.
Well, this seems like typical Strathaven offense. We haven't seen anything in particular right now. And, of course, other than the first play by Hussein, the Royals are pretty well stuffing it right now.
Panthers probably not looking to...
Yeah, this deep in their own.
Too risky, deep right. In their own territory. I mean, the kickoff with the unfortunate slip on the grass makes it a little tough in terms of field position here. So, see what the Panthers do here on 3rd and 6. Let's try to be risk averse. Wing to the right is Belleville. He motions to the left. On 3rd down, they run the toss play. This is Hussein trying to stretch to the left side. Has a little room, stiff arm, and he dives his way across the 25-yard line, out to the 27. 1st down on a gain of 8. Nicely blocked. That's over right. On that left side.
Absolutely, and I'll tell you, this is the kind of play that is going to force now the linebackers to look outside, the cornerbacks to come in a little bit. It's going to give us some room to work with, I would think.
Well, Upper Darby will play a lot of man-to-man defense, and if the Panthers can find a way to wiggle free or get somebody pinching and sneak a back or a tight end into the flat, there is room to operate. 9 in the box for the Royals on 1st and 10. This is Belleville off the left side, who is going to go next to nowhere. In fact, will lose a couple. Nice push from the left side of the right side of the defensive line.
I will tell you, it looks like Haven's having some footing problems.
Braylon Brown stepped up from the cornerback spot to help on the stop there. Loss of a yard, loss of 2 really, 2nd down and 12. For Belleville and the Panthers. You're right, Mike. The field is a little choppy. I was down there earlier.
Yeah.
And grass is well-worn between the hash marks for most of the way, as expected. We've had a very wet September and a lot of action here on the field in front of us. Motion man is Belleville, and they play fake and give is on the inside. Right up the gut goes Ebo Pio. Nice little counter play. Haven't seen much of that recently, but Pio picks up about 6. And it brings up 3rd down and 6.
And that was extremely well blocked. Matter of fact, there was, I think, a pulling tackle inside that really sealed off. It looked like it was going to be caught for a loss. He sealed off that block, took the defender right out of the play.
Panthers from the 32-yard line. Two tight ends, Blake to the left and Arion Ford to the right. P.O. wing to the left on 3rd down. A give is to Hussein, who goes next to nowhere. 44 right in his lap. Nice tackle there by the senior, James Ennis. So Panthers pick up almost 30 yards on the drive to get out of the shadow of their own goalpost. So a productive drive in that sense, but they will look to punt it away here on 4th and 5 after Hussein stopped after a yard. Standing deep to return, two dangerous return men. James Tuyemi wearing number 2, Marson Way wearing number 3. Both have had their share of big plays in the first 4 weeks. Ryan Krause will kick it away, awaits the snap at his 20. Wobbling snap, but he grabs it and lets it go. Spiral headed towards Mason Way. He dances away from it. Good decision, but a Panther roll inside the 20, down by Ethan Belleville. I'm sorry, inside the 30, and he downs it at the 25-yard line. Well, 43 on the punt for Ryan Krause. Good coverage there for the Panthers, and the Royals offense gets their first shot at it here with 7:34 to play in the opening quarter, scoreless. Kevin Kerwood will be your quarterback. Kareem McAdams, the tailback. Fullbacks is Max Avutsu. Wide receivers, when they use two of them, it's typically James Tuyumay and Marson Wade. When they use a tight end, it'll be Chris Hermley. The center is Kyrese Dennis. Nick Faragli and Delva Jean-Baptiste are the guards. Kevin Redden and Andy Dang are the tackles. They go with an I formation, two wide receivers to the left of the formation. Kerwood under center. Kerwood turns and gives to the tailback. This is McAdams, who is tripped up as he crosses the 25. Forward progress, I think, will give him maybe the 29. Gain of 4 as a stack of Panthers drop him. Call it a gain of 3 there. But Kevin Kerwood, 5'7", 145 pounds. Not the biggest quarterback you're going to see, but boy, is he tough. Wrestles for Upper Darby, nearly qualified for the regional tournament last year, and just a junior calling the signals here. Way split to the left. Tuyemi split to the right, and an I formation on second down and 7 for the Royals. Kerwood steps, fires to the outside. Tuyemi makes the catch, who dances inside, crosses the 30, out to the 33-yard line. Gain of 5 and brings up a 3rd and about 2 or so. So Kerwood, 6 out of 6 for 172 yards and 2 scores last week. He has been super efficient. That was after 191 yards throwing it the week before against Conestoga.
Who got that pass?
Number 2.
Okay.
And this is Kerwood, 520 yards and 5 touchdowns throwing it so far this year, and he can run when he has to as well. They go 3 wide receivers, wing as well. Shotgun look for the first time. They hand inside to McAdams, who dances to his left, and he's going to lean his way forward and fall across the 35 for a first down. Looks like Luke Healy on the stop for the Panthers. Look, I think Healy's wearing 31 tonight, Mike. I forgot to mention that. 31 is inside linebacker Luke Healy, not his usual 33. But speaking of the Panther defense, up front you got Corey Harris, Sam Burke, Ryan Krause, and Ethan Belleville. Prochniak and Healy, the inside backers. John Wilson and Evan Blake on the outside. Corners are Arian Ford and Jace Davis. Your free safety is Ebo Pio. They have an injured Royal on the play. This is number 52, the guard, who's going to hobble off momentarily, or seems to be a little banged up here.
Looks like a shoulder.
Nick Feralia is going to come off. So yep. Substitution on the offensive line here for Coach Gentile and the Royals. But a gain out to the 36-yard line for McAdams, and Upper Darby has themselves a first down. On first and 10, shotgun look for Kerwood. 2 wide receivers to the left, 1 to the right. They give it on the stretch play to McAdams to his left, and he's going to barrel his way across the 40 out to the 43-yard line. Took a couple Panthers for a ride. McAdams comes in at 5'11", 205 pounds. I was on the field next to him earlier. He is thick in terms of just strong lower half, big. It's a big body to try to tackle, and he's been very effective to the tune of 414 yards and 4 touchdowns. Puts him amongst the leaders in Delaware County coming into tonight. That's a gain of 7, second down and 3, shotgun look again. It's McAdams one more time off the right side. He takes Corey Harris for a ride across the 45, out to the 48. 5 more and a Royals first down. So McAdams, they are not afraid to just keep feeding it to him. They started the game last week against Pencrest, 12 straight handoffs, and ended that drive in the end zone. 12 straight handoffs, all of them, to the guy wearing number 5, and now at their own 48-yard line, approaching midfield, the Royals on the move.
Not a big secret as to how they're going to play this game so far, so it's better even to stop them.
Way split end to the left, Tuyemi to the right. They move to a wing right, and it gives straight ahead. Out goes McAdams, and he barrels his way across the 50 to the Panther 44-yard line. Panthers are going to have to find a way here to get somebody free up front, because McAdams rips off 8 more. He's at 26 yards on his first 5 carries. Second down and 2. Panther defense bending here with 4:25 and counting to play in the first quarter. See if they can hold up. Have to check to see who came into the game at guard for Feralia. But here, I formation. Now they go to a wing right. Kerwood on second and two, and this is a counter. Straight ahead goes McAdams, who stumbles his way, keeps his balance at the 30. 25-20, foot race now. Arian Ford bangs into him, but not before he's into the end zone. A touchdown for the Royals. 44 yards goes Josh McAdams. Kareem McAdams, rather. And the Royals on the board. That's one of his longest of the season thus far. He's up to 70 yards on the ground already. And the Royals on the board with 4 minutes to play here in the first quarter. Terrific effort on the ground thus far.
Oh, yeah. Very, you know, too easy, quite frankly. I mean, Haven's got to find some way to stop these guys. That was just basic heads-up football. Nothing secret about it, nothing magic.
Sammy Bayway on for the extra point here. Ball spotted, kick is away, long enough and good. Bayway, true, right down the middle, 7-0. Upper Darby defending their home turf here to start things. See if the Panthers can answer when we come back on havenfootball.net.
Your car is probably your second biggest investment. An AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven wants to keep that investment in tip-top shape. AMF Auto Clinic has been maintaining automobiles since 1961, and they take pride in their work and in keeping your car in perfect running order. From inspections to general maintenance and repair, you can trust your auto investment to AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven. Call for an appointment today at 610-872-2167.
This is Ralph Lawler of the L.A. Clippers, and you're listening to high school football on havenfootball.net.
Thank you, Mr. Lawler. Nice drive there for the Royals, indeed. 75-yard scoring drive, capped by a 44-yard run by Kareem McAdams. 7-0 Royals here, 4 minutes to play in the opening quarter. Panthers will try to get better field position than the first time through. This is Bayway high, end over end kick. Going to come to Arian Ford. Makes a catch at the 13, loses footing, but he stays on his feet this time. Across the 35, 30, 40, down the near sideline. This is Arian Ford at the 40, 35, 30. Arian Ford is going to go the distance. Panthers answer with a touchdown of their own.
Wow. Where do you pick that ball up at? At the 8
Arian
or the 9?
Arian Ford at the 13. Give okay. him 87 for the score. And Arian Ford's first touch of the season ends up in the end zone, and the Panthers with a chance to tie.
Unreal. Let me give him a growl for that.
That's a fantastic effort after a deflating opening kickoff where Ford caught the ball, slips down at the 5-yard line untouched. This one answers very, very quickly, and now Emmett Young on to attempt the extra point. Jake Fisher to hold, Belleville to snap it, with 3:45 to play here in the opening quarter. And here's snap, and now we got flags first. Let's see if Upper Darby jumped. We've seen Coach Clancy go for it if
Absolutely.
They move it to half the distance. This will be interesting, to go for the tie or to move forward. Dead ball offsides Upper Darby, and now decision time for Coach Clancy. He has to play for the tie. It looks like Emmett Young will stay on the field here. And, All right. Having some trouble with my computer here, so Twitter will just have to wait 1 minute. And in the meantime, ball spotted, kick away, and it is good. Emmett Young answers. So how about that for an answer for the Panthers? 3:45 to play here in the opening quarter. Mike, you want to do a commercial or you want to keep with the stats?
Yeah, let's stay right here. Can right, you get on Twitter
we'll
or is that
right
the problem?
Here. Well, I got to keep talking, so I'm not going to be able to type and talk at the same time.
You want to go to a quick commercial?
Let's keep it right here. That's okay. But Arian Ford, that's first special teams touchdown of the season for the Panthers. Special teams a big part of the win last week with Conestoga with a field goal, a terrific punting effort from Ryan Krause, and you know, now Panthers with their first points of the year in the kick game.
Absolutely. I mean, that was that was the way you return it. I mean, it's you know, now of course defense has got to come in and make some kind of a stop.
All right, we're trying to type it up here, Mike, if you want to keep it going.
Okay,
for
well
a minute. Yeah.
If you just joined us, Upper Darby made a nice drive and scored 7 after about 12 plays or so, 10 plays or so, and then Haven came right back on the open on the succeeding kickoff and ran it back for a touchdown. And that's where we're at, 7-7, as we're about to kick. Haven's about to kick off to Upper Darby, and there they go.
High, very short kick, end-over-end from Emmett Young is fielded at the 25-yard line by one of the up men, and this is up the near sideline. This is number 10, Sean McCullough, banged out of bounds of this near sideline by Ebo Pio. Touchdown-saving tackle, perhaps, but out to the Panther 46-yard line. So they did not want to kick it deep. They went to one of the up men, but McCullough makes them pay anyway. So we're tied at 7, and fireworks galore over here. Big play after big play, and the Royals in business now, 1st and 10 at the Panther 46 with their second possession of the game.
Yeah, I'm not too sure that I quite accept that as a decision, but we'll see.
All right, tied at 7 here. High snap, but fielded by Kerwood, who fires to the right flat, and now dancing inside. This is Mason Way. Way into the secondary, across the 35, down to the 30-yard line. Gain of 16 for Marson Way. Nice fake inside by Kerwood, and he is 2 for 2 throwing it.
And then again, I don't remember who it was, but lost their footing again trying to make that tackle. And
all right. Okay, so Royals shotgun look. McAdams on the right hip of Kerwood with four wide receivers. They give it to McAdams off the left side, and he's going to stretch it to the outside. Turns a corner. He's at the 20, the 15, cuts inside, still on his feet inside the 5, and ripped down at the 3-yard line. Stopped on this near side by Jaiz Davis, but a gain of 27 for McAdams, who is having his way with the Panther defense. 7 carries, 97 yards, and the touchdown already. First and goal to go for the Royals, who are having some fun on offense here in this first quarter.
That is a statement.
Panthers have a lot to think about there. You know, they're faking inside. Kerwood's a threat to run it himself.
Is McAdams wearing 6 or 5?
5.
He is 5.
All right. Here we go. Rashid Edgefield into the game now at tailback, and now there's a flag in the backfield from the referee here. Might have an illegal substitution, or do they have 12 on the field? All right, Edgefield checks in for McAdams, and there's going to be illegal procedure here against Upper Darby. This will back them up 5 and turn this into first down and goal back at the 7-yard line. So free 5 there for the Panther defense to try to catch their breath.
I know this Upper Darby team looks awful good. I don't know once they get into the 10-yard line area that you're going to keep them out of the end zone altogether. Well, hopefully for a turnover we'll get or something.
The Royals had 4 turnovers against Springfield in their only loss of the season, a heartbreaker, 19-16 a couple weeks ago, 3 weeks ago now. Here they go 3 wide receivers, 2 to the right, 1 to the left, and give inside. And this is Edgefield who goes smack into Corey Harris. Corey Harris drops him at the, well, give him a yard. A yard for number 6, Edgefield, in there momentarily for McAdams on first and goal. Gains a yard. He's going to stay in there, and McAdams still on the sideline trying to catch his breath here. 2nd and goal from the 6. Edgefield in the backfield again. Wing to the right is number 14, Matt Avutsu. Two wide receivers to the right as well. Kerwood on 2nd and goal. They give it to Edgefield trying to bounce to the right side. He loses his footing on the cut, and he'll be down at about the 4, so give him about 2 more, and it turns into 3rd and goal.
I think you go down to the 3,
let's
actually.
But
it's tough.
All right, gain of 3, and the Panther defense trying to slow things down, and here comes McAdams, who's been a load thus far to bring down. And, you know, a little heavier, stronger guy coming in there in the backfield. Wouldn't shock me to see him hand it to number 5 a couple of times here.
Oh, yeah.
I formation. Avutsu is your fullback in front of him. Receivers split way to the left, and now they go wing to the left as well. Under center is Kerwood on 3rd and goal. They toss to the left side. McAdams cuts inside. He's going to barrel his way into the end zone for a touchdown. 2nd touchdown of the night for Kareem McAdams. 57 seconds to play here in the first on a 3-yard run.
And he even had him locked up at the 1-2. He just barreled right through him. I mean, it was just a matter of power running, period.
Yep. Just a junior. And that is saying something, too, as I was putting the lineups together. 9 juniors amongst the offensive starters for Upper Darby. This is still a team that's going to keep growing over the next year. Keep getting better indeed. Bayway, a senior, on to kick the extra point here for the 2nd time. 13-7, extra point Penning, ball snapped, spot, kick is away, and it is good. 14-7, Royals. Kareem McAdams doing his thing here in the first quarter. 100 yards on the ground already. A 3-yard touchdown run has given Upper Darby the lead one more time. So, see what the Panthers can do, get their offense back on the field, or not. Maybe special teams comes up big again when we come back on HavenFootball.net.
Nobody covers the Delaware County high school sports scene like the Delaware County Daily Times. No matter what the season or the type of sport, football to soccer to lacrosse to wrestling to track to basketball and baseball, virtually every high school sport for every high school in the Delaware County. For complete coverage of today's games, pick up your copy of the Delaware County Daily Times wherever newspapers are sold, or go online at www.delcotimes.com. If it happened in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times.
This is Keith Jackson reminding you, you're listening to High School Football right here on HavenFootball.net.
57 seconds left here to play in the first quarter. Great kick return from Sean McCullough, set up a short field 46-yard scoring drive capped by Kareem McAdams. Second scoring run of the night from 3 yards out this time. He's at 100 yards for the game already on just 8 carries. And the Panthers now trail at 14-7, and Arion Ford had a kickoff about just almost 3 minutes, 3 football minutes ago, and 87-yard score, Arion Ford. But in the meantime, Panthers trying to answer. Ebo Pio awaits the kick. Ford to his right, Jarris Adams to his left. Bayway approaches and sends a liner heading to the near sideline. They'll just kick it out of bounds and put the defense on the field. I don't think they wanted any parts of the 3 Panther returners there. And they decide, we'll give it the Panthers the football at the 35 and take our chances with the top-ranked defense in Delaware County in terms of yards allowed. 129 yards a game is all Upper Darby has allowed this year. 11.8 points per game. That's fifth in Delaware County. Just to give you an idea, Springfield, in their loss, they held Springfield to 1 of 11 passing. Only, wow. But the only completion, of course, was their last one of the game that sent it into overtime to win it. Held Bonner Prendergast in week one to negative rushing yards. So here, first and 10 for the Panthers from their 35. This is Hussein straight up the middle, and he is decked at the 42 by David Anderson and friends. Clock restarts. Well, 45 seconds and counting to play here in the first quarter. Gain of 3 for Hussein. 5 carries for 22 yards in the early going for the fullback. Panthers sent Mike Golay over the football. Arion Ford split end to the left. Belleville in the backfield. And they go play fake. Fisher back to pass for the first time. He wants it all. Deep down the far sideline. Ford is out there and does a great job knocking the ball away. Ball floated a little bit on Fisher. Good coverage by Braylon Brown. And Ford played defensive back there to swat it away.
Yep.
16 seconds to play now in the first quarter, and the Panthers with 3rd and 7. Well, at their own 37-yard line here, need to get something going, likely in the pass game.
Yeah, well, it was a pass was a little short. If he had let him, it might have been catchable. He did have a step on him.
Yep, wobbled a little bit for Jake. He's under center, wing tee with 2 tight ends in front of him. Hard count. Upper Darby jumps, but not all the way across, apparently. On 3rd down, they give it to Hussein off the right tackle. He's going to be a couple yards shy. Crawls out to the 43. It's going to be 4th and 2, and now decision time for Coach Clancy, but he'll have the break between the quarters to think about it here. 2 seconds, 1 second, and we've come to the end of our first 12 minutes. Fireworks here at Upper Darby. 4th and 2 when we come back to start the second quarter. Upper Darby on top, 14-7. Glad you're joining us live or on the archive. We'll be back in just a moment right here on HavenFootball.net.
The wonderful Inn at Swarthmore is now open and serving the Delaware County community with wonderful overnight lodging, as well as the fabulous Broad Table Tavern for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, with extended meeting rooms suitable for business, weddings, and other gatherings from 2 to 150 people. Visit us today to experience the Inn at Swarthmore, right next to Swarthmore College and a proud part of downtown Swarthmore, located on Route 320. Call us for dining reservations at 610-543-7500.
This is CBS 3 Sports Director Beasley Reese, and you're listening to High School Football on www.havenfootball.net.
Second quarter action here at Upper Darby High School. Brian Carroll bringing you play-by-play. Mike Mayer with the color commentary and engineering and everything else. Pete Fulginetti's with us doing the stats and spotting, and we'll hear a bunch from him at halftime. Ready for the second stanza here. Panthers trailing 14-7. Looks like they have the offense on the field. Fourth and two at their own 43, and the Upper Darby defense trying to say no and keep this a short field. They had a very short field, very similar on their last drive, but here, T formation. Two tight ends. Turn. Give is to Hussein, who's going to run into a wall of purple jerseys. They throw him backwards at the 41, and the Panthers turn it over on downs. There's that man again, James Ennis, into the backfield, and the Royals take over. Panthers with a golden opportunity there to keep it moving. Could not.
You know, that may really come back to haunt them, because a short field to these guys is like blood in the water, I think.
Panther defense now needs to come up big with maybe a turnover or a stop of their own. Scoring updates from around Delaware County. Garnet Valley on top of Harrison, 7-0 early. Springfield and Marple are scoreless, as are Ridley and Lower Marion. Here, 14-7 Upper Darby. They have the football and the lead. Two wide receivers to the right, two to the left as well. Kevin Kerwood is in the shotgun. McAdams on his right hip in the gun. Kerwood looks. One-step drop. Fires a quick seam. This is Marson Wade. Into the secondary he goes. Dances to the left side. 20, 15. The speedster senior is going to dive for the pylon and get himself in for the touchdown from 42 yards.
42-yard
pass play from Marson Wade. 10 catches, 377 yards, and four scores coming in. Averages 37 yards a catch. And now just rips off 42 on his second catch of the night. And a two-touchdown lead for Upper Darby, just like that.
Just like that is right, I'll tell you. Haven, you know, first of all, a short field to give to these guys this early in the game was a mistake. Even if they'd successfully pulled the playoff, you're asking for trouble.
Sam Bayway on for his third extra point try here. Kerwood to hold it. He does spot it. Kick is away. Plenty of leg, and it is good. 21-7. Sam Bayway, 3-for-3 on the extra points. 11:42 to play before halftime, and now the Panthers trying to dig out of a two-touchdown hole. See what they can do when we come back. We'll be back in just a moment. Panthers moving right to left in the second quarter, but going backwards on the scoreboard if you're a Haven fan. See what they can come up with on offense on havenfootball.net.
Wherever weights are racked, rackets are swung.
To move is to live. And wherever you find bodies in motion, you'll find people who've rebuilt their lives with the help of Rothman Institute.
Balls are pitched, skates are laced.
More bones repaired, more joints replaced. No body in our region has done more for more bodies than Rothman.
Lawns are mowed, swings are pushed.
So when you're ready to run again, ride again, move again, live again, think Rothman first. RothmanInstitute.com.
This is Dan Connor, Strathaven class of 2004, NFL linebacker, and you're listening to High School Football right here on havenfootball.net.
Early in the second quarter here, it took Upper Darby one play to make the Panthers pay for turning it over on downs. Marson Way, his fifth receiving touchdown of the year. Turns over, now scramble on the ensuing kickoff. Chris Tagliaterra with a heads-up play to fall on it at the 34. Royals squib kicks, just, again, going to trust their defense to make plays here.
And so far they should.
Upper Darby's now allowed two kickoff return touchdowns this year. They allowed one earlier in the year as well. But, you know, now with three dangerous returns for the Panthers, and Panther offense has yet to get clicking, just a couple of first downs in that first quarter. And a two-touchdown lead, Upper Darby says, all right, you can have it at the 34-yard line. Wing T, two tight ends. Fisher under center. Play fake, and they run the sweep to P.O. off the right side. He cuts up field, gets that right foot in the ground, and drags across the 36. So good cut there, but slow developing. And, again, the Panthers, you can see, a little more tentative with their footing and their cuts than they, as they're not on turf for the first time this year. You can see a difference.
Yep, and this game's got to get close. I mean, it's going to get away from them real quick if they don't find some answers here.
All right, Radnor's on top, 7 I'm sorry, Ridley is on top of Laura Marion 7-0. Okay. Here, play fake and back to pass is Fisher. Has time, has a man out there, firing deep. Belleville is open and it's incomplete, overthrown by half a step inside the Upper Darby 30. They took their shot, had a man out there, but just could not get it going. And that's kind of what the Panthers have to be able to click on, make Upper Darby stretch it out a little bit. So I would say just foot speed, man for man, Upper Darby's got the advantage. But if you have guys that are pinching on in terms of the the play fakes and so forth, that's how you can sneak a guy open in man-to-man coverage.
Well, there's no doubt about it. I think the issue is that, you know, the odds of connecting on these 30, 40-yard passes are always, you know, dicey because you're dealing with high school quarterbacks and receivers. That in this case, the receiver was certainly open, and the quarterback just overthrew him a little bit. But, that's to be expected. That's why I like, brief passes. Now, I was not looking at the receiver at the time, so I don't know that he was any more open at 10 yards down the field than he was at 35. But I understand the concern. I'm just, I'm glad to see the passing. I just would like to do some things to get him outside. We are having some opportunities outside. They are closing it fast. But, you only need to break that open once or twice before you can get a big gainer going. And I just... This constantly running up the middle for all your yardage, and then that fourth down play where they tried to get two and really lost one. I mean, it's like, really, this early in the game? I mean, just boot it away and take your chances. But in any event, here we go.
Third and 7 for the Panthers after their first timeout. 10:55 to play here before halftime. Double wing. Motion man is P.O. Back to pass, looking, flags on the play, pre-snap, and they're going to make him snap it again. They're going to back him up 5 yards and play went a little long. A whistle, I thought, was late there, as the Panthers, I think, had two men in motion there or flinched a little early. So it's going to turn it into third down and 12. Honestly, that's probably a break for the Panthers, because as that play carried out, it looked like they Upper Darby had it well covered. So we'll see what Strathaven can draw up from their 31-yard line here. Third down and 12. 10:51 to play before halftime. They trail it 21-7. Arion Ford split to the right. Wing to the right is Belleville. P.O. in the backfield. On third down, the quick hitter. This is Hussein. Sees part. He's across the 45-50 into the Upper Darby secondary and dragging a tackler to the 32. How's that for third and 12?
Wow.
Gain of 39 for Hussein all the way down to the Upper Darby 30-yard line.
I tell you, that shows their offensive line. They're playing the box, so they can break that box open and open up there's nobody back there to start picking these guys up. So now how often you can break that seal, I guess we're about to find out.
Beautifully designed trap play there. Gutsy call, and the Panthers in business now. First and 10 at the Upper Darby 30. Two tight ends, wing to the right. This is P.O. off the right side. Following a wall of blockers, cuts up field and bangs his way down near the 20. It'll be just shy of the 20, I guess, at the 22-yard line. Brings up second down and 2. Gain of 8 for the junior. 21 yards on his first 4 carries. Hussein 8 for 65. Belleville 1 for negative yardage. But Panthers starting to find their sea legs on the offensive side of the ball here. And that is the risk in man-to-man defense that Upper Darby runs. Quick trap play, and there was nobody behind the 8 men in the box. Second and 2. From the 22, wing to the left is Igbo Pio. Fisher turns. Give is to Hussein, who's going to plow his way to the 20, and forward progress to the 19 will move the chains after a gain of 3. Fresh set of downs here for the silver and black. Clock ticks, 9:45 and counting to play here in the first half, 21-14. Upper Darby on top, 21-7, I should say. Did I say 14? Yep. Am I getting ahead of myself?
That's okay. Wishful thinking.
Wishful thinking, okay. But Upper Darby's defense, again, stout up front, and they are willing to take that risk with a 2-touchdown lead. Still with 8 and 9 men in the box here, really 10 men in the box at this point. And play fake for Fisher on first down. Looking, has a man out there. It is Ford who leaps and makes a great effort, but incomplete it goes. They took their shot on first and 10. And
Jake's been a little bit long on his passes, but, I'd rather see the length, because the shortness, as we saw earlier tonight, I mean, not only is there an interception risk, but, if you lead the guy and he catches it, odds are he'll get into the end zone or at least get some more yards. This way, obviously, we just an incomplete pass, but... it's interesting. I mean, again, I like the pass idea because, again, it kind of reinforces the upper derby. They're going to have to watch for it, which may loosen some of the alignment up and linebackers to give them some running room.
Split end to the left is Arion Ford. Second down and 10 from the 19. Motion is Belleville. They give it off the left side and going nowhere. Boy, somebody's got to block James Ennis. Ennis has been all over the field off the defensive line. He gets free again and stops Hussein for no gain on his 10th carry of the night. Brings up third and 10 now.
Yeah.
Maybe just less than 10.
I'm not too sure that he was supposed to be blocked. He just came off the line so fast. I got a feeling they figured they could just outdo him, but he just stunted right into it.
Third and 9. Under center is Fisher. 10 men in the box. Play fake. Back. Looking. Has time now. He's run out of it. And he's going to be carrying a tackler back to the 22-yard line. So he's still going to be sacked for a loss of 4. And now, 4th and 12. And what do you do here?
Well, you don't punt.
Not the best footing here for Emmett Young. You'd be looking at a 38-yard field goal. He's been good from there in the past, even as recently as last week. But not great footing. It'd be a muddy spot on the field, and so they're going to go for it. 4th and 13 back at the 22. And the Panthers pulled something off on 3rd and 12, and now they send two wide receivers. Belleville to the right, Ford to the left. Tight end to the right is Blake. Back to pass, three-step drop. Fisher steps up, down the middle he goes, incomplete, overthrows his man Blake. Another turnover on downs.
There was some miscommunication there. I think he threw it longer than he thought Blake was going to go.
So they throw on first down, incomplete, puts you in second and 10. You got nothing, and then sack and another incompletion. So there is that inherent risk of trying to throw it on first down and coming up empty. And here we are, 7:53 to play in the second quarter, and the Upper Derby defense stiffens one more time.
I'm just curious that they didn't run at least one running play in there. Go ahead.
Well, they ran on second down, got nothing. Yep. So here we go, three wide receivers, two to the right, one to the left. Kerwood in the shotgun, sends Marson Way in motion from right to left. They gave inside, they go flea flicker. Kerwood has a man out there, deep ball down the field, and it is going to be intercepted by Ebo Pio at the 35. Coming the other way is Ebo, across midfield, cuts to his right, back to his left, and into upper river territory, still on his feet, dances away from two men, and back to the 36-yard line. How about that? Some trickery from Upper Derby, and Upper Derby's defense goes right back to the field thanks to Ebo Pio's interception.
Okay, well, that's a heck of a play. I'm just trying to catch up with my stats here.
First incompletion. Well, not even an incompletion. First miss on the night for Kerwood. 3 for 3 throwing it before that one. Just a little underthrown. He had James Tuyemi open, but that's a long throw to make. Slow developing play, obviously, with the flea flicker. And now the Panther offense, see what they can drum up. Trailing 21-7, but in business here. First and 10 at the 36-yard line of Upper Derby. Wing T look, split end to the right is Ford. Under center is Fisher. Turn and the give is to Hussein, who's going to get to the line of scrimmage and maybe two more.
That's it.
So, Hussein, 11 carries, 71 bruising yards so far. Clock ticks. 7:15 and counting play here in the second quarter. Cardinal O'Hara on top right now, 14-0 of Archbishop Carroll. We'll keep it posted on some other Catholic League scores momentarily, but here, Strathaven trailing by 2 scores, second down and 8 from the Upper Derby 35. 9 in the box. Gives Hussein straight up the middle, and he's got room. 35, 25, 20. Foot race down the near sideline. 10, 5, and run out of bounds at the 2. Great touchdown-saving effort there by Marson Way, but they're going to mark him out at the 3-yard line, 32 yards for Zach Hussein, and he's over 100 already. Two backs over 100. McAdams for the Royals, and now Hussein for the Panthers. First and goal to go for Strathaven, trying to make Upper Derby pay for the turnover. 6:45 to play here before halftime. Panthers go with two tight ends, Ford to the right, Blake to the left. Wing left is Ebo Pio. This is Hussein, who goes up the middle. He's going to drag people for maybe a yard. Maybe a yard. Brings up second down and goal to go from the 2. And are you going to get flags? What was I did not see the flag, but the officials are talking.
Look at timeout, maybe? No.
This might be against Upper Darby here. I'm not sure of the call, but we'll wait and see. If so, it's going to end up being half the distance, and the Panthers have four cracks at it from inside the two. So we'll wait for the signal. They're going to say
dead ball foul.
Dead ball foul. Personal foul, Upper Darby. And all right, so they're going to end up with first automatic first down, and they'll go half the distance here. So they're going to move the football, I guess, at the end of the run. So that's going to move it down to the one. Panthers with four cracks at it need 36 inches to cut this game to one score.
They're still claiming second down. Is that right?
It should be first down. Play was over.
Okay.
But either way, I think here's Fisher. Takes a snap and takes it into the end zone for the touchdown. Jake Fisher in for his fourth rushing score of the year, and the Panthers take advantage of the Upper Darby turnover. Short field, 36-yard scoring drive. Big run for Zach Hussein, and then Jake Fisher takes it in to cut this to a one-score game.
This has been a heck of a barn burner, considering the how difficult Haven's having at a time making this all work for them.
Well, they've had a couple of big plays in the run game.
Yep.
A couple of bursts through that line. Here's Emmett Young on to attempt the extra point. High snap, pulled down nicely by Fisher. Young steps into it and drills it. 21-14 is your score. Upper Darby's offense comes back on the field. See if the Panthers can get another turnover or if Upper Darby can add to their touchdown lead. Be back in a moment from Upper Darby High right here on HavenFootball.net.
Whether buying or selling a home, Joanna Slosky and the Alex Schwartz team of Coldwell Banker Preferred can achieve your goals. Why should you list your home with Joanna Slosky? Well, that's easy. Joanna is a top-producing agent who is highly responsive to her clients' needs and utilizes the latest marketing technologies to ensure your home is sold at its highest and best value in the least amount of time without a lot of hassle. Joanna has been a Wallingford resident for over 40 years. Call Joanna now for your free no-obligation home value analysis at 215-858-5050.
This is Ralph Lawler of the L.A. Clippers, and you're listening to high school football on HavenFootball.net.
5:30 to play here before halftime. Upper Darby 21, Strathaven 14. A 36-yard scoring drive set up by Ebo Pio's interception. A 32-yard run from Zach Hussein, and then Jake Fisher's one-yard sneak has cut this to a one-score deficit. 21-14. Upper Darby now about to get the football back. Emmett Young steps into it and sends a high end-over-end kick. It's going to back up way back at the 10-yard line. Marson Way looking for room up this near sideline. Cuts inside and is ridden down by John Prochniak at the 27-yard line. 17 on the return. Good kick from Emmett Young. And Upper Darby starts first and 10 from the right hash on their 27-yard line. Garnet Valley 14, Harrison nothing. Ridley 7, Laura Marion nothing. Martinsburg, West Virginia made a long trip up to Academy Park. Academy Park 4-0, but they trail 7-6 at the moment. Conestoga looking for their first win. They lead Pencrest 10-0 at the moment. So we'll try to keep you posted there. In the meantime, Upper Darby with a shotgun look. Two wide receivers to either side. Kevin Kerwood back looking, firing to the outside on the far side. Line's complete, and it's going to be a gain of about 12. Nice work there. Cushion over on the far sideline, but nice work there by Brylon Brown to pick up 12. And Jais Davis on the stop. So Kerwood, 4 out of 5, throwing it for 75 yards and a TD after the 12-yard connection with Brylon Brown. His first catch of the night has them set up at the 39. Three wide receivers to the right, one to the left. Kerwood in the gun again. Panthers, they send Belleville off the edge, and Kerwood steps away. Eyes still downfield. Now he's going to keep it himself. Across the 45, near midfield, spins his way across the midfield stripe and has himself a first down. Nice work there by the junior to the Panther 49-yard line. Gain of 12 for Kerwood on his first scramble of the night. Belleville almost had him in the backfield.
Yeah, and he's misleading in size. He's not that big, but he is solid, and he does get away with stuff that you think you got him and you don't.
Terrific wrestler and looking for even a better finish this year. But he's got the offense in gear right now. First and 10 at the Panther 49. Kerwood back to pass, fires in the air flat here. This is number two, Tuomi, who is going to be hit by Arian Ford. Panthers ripping at the football, but nice work there by Tuomi. Tuiemi. James Tuiemi is wrapped up at the Panther 42 when they unpile. It's going to bring up second down and three. So another junior. And I said it a few earlier tonight. This Upper Darby offense, as good as they've been, averaging 35 points a game, they're going to bring nine starters back next year, regardless of what happens still this season. They go bunch formation, three to the left, one to the right, and they give inside. This is McAdams straight up the middle. Oh, I'm sorry. Now this is number six, not number five, and this is Edgefield, who's going to go up the middle to the 40, and he's going to bring up third down and one. Corey Harris on the stop. And Edgefield, give him two. Three carries for 6 yards for Edgefield. He'll stay in the game at halfback. So waiting his turn is Kareem Adams, who's over 100 yards already on the ground. He's on the sideline, though, on third down and one. From the 40, under center, single setback is Edgefield. Slots to either side. Kerwood is going to look to the sideline now. Timeout Upper Darby. 3:15 to play before halftime. We'll take a short timeout with them, see what we can come up with for score updates. But the Panthers trying to get the defense off the field. Upper Darby looking to add to a 21-14 lead. Be back in a moment on havenfootball.net.
High school basketball season is just around the corner, and DelcoHoops.com will be bringing you all the excitement and thrills of another season of Delaware County High School Hoops. We follow all the teams in Delco, and we pick our free Game of the Week broadcast to bring you the best live games right on the internet. We feature the best teams and the best games right through the PIAA championships. If you love high school basketball, you've got to check us out at DelcoHoops.com. High school basketball never sounded so good.
This is Keith Jackson reminding you you're listening to High School Football right here on havenfootball.net.
Third and one. Upper Darby with the football and a two-score lead. They go three wide receivers, two tight ends this time. Single setback, and they toss play. This is right off the right side and tumbling his way to the Panther 35 for a first down is Kareem McAdams. I think much better decision there for the Upper Darby coaching staff personnel-wise. Bring in McAdams, and the Panthers have not been able to stop him really at all tonight on third and short yardage especially here. 105 yards on just nine carries for Kareem thus far. Two of the three touchdowns to his credit as well. Marson Way split far to the left of the formation. Slot left is Tuiemi. I formation, this is McAdams. Looking for room off the left side. Prochniak's going to wrap him up and sling him down for a loss. McAdams tried to find some room off the left side, and Prochniak, unblocked, came in and said no, and there's a loss on the play. First negative play of the night for the Upper Darby run game. Second down and 11 now from the 36. Panthers will get the football. Upper Darby will get the football to start the second half, so the Panther defense wants to hold here. Two receivers, one to either side, I formation behind Kerwood, who's under center. Turns, fires to the left side, and this might be a lateral. This is behind the line and out of bounds. He threw it backwards to Way. And are they going to call incomplete, or are they going to say? I don't know. Let's see here.
It's not incomplete.
They're going to say officials timeout. They may discuss this. I guess they're going to say that pass went forward. From our vantage point, it looked like the ball went backwards.
Yes, it did.
As a lateral, which would have said out of bounds. But Marson Way jumped high to retrieve it and landed awkwardly. He seems okay, but he's going to come to the sideline and catch his breath. May have knocked the wind out of himself. But looks like they're going to call pass incomplete as they didn't move it backwards at all.
I don't know how they say they didn't move backwards. I mean, the ball rolled out of bounds at about the 39, I thought.
Yeah. Well, all right.
Well, by the way, you had mentioned on the air that there's a two-score lead. It's really a one-score lead.
Sorry,
Our fans don't panic all of a sudden and thought they missed something.
Right. 21-14, Upper Darby on top of Strathaven here. Upper Darby now third down and 11 from the Panther 36. Sean McCullough split to the left. One to the right as well. Wings to either side. Pistol look. Play fake and rolling to his right is Kerwood. He throws it. It's going to be intercepted. Coming the other way is John Wilson at the 45-yard line. Pass underthrown. Wilson in coverage. Jumps it. And the Panthers with a football at their own 45. And that could be the stop that the Panthers needed.
Well, that really will help a lot. I mean,
Second interception of the night for the Panther defense, and John Wilson has the Panther offense set up first and 10 at their own 45-yard line, trailing 21-14. And, boy, we have ourselves a game. Speaking of some craziness, Ridley on top 7-6 at Lower Merion. Lower Merion blocked a field goal, ran it back for a touchdown, and then missed a two-point conversion. Here we go. First and 10 from the 45. Split end to the right. Wing to the right as well. Back to passes. Fisher looks. Wants a fade down the far sideline. Throws. And it's going to be intercepted going the other way. Oh, my goodness. Terrific job by Tuyemi, who gives some ground now. Coming across the 25 and down to the 32-yard line. So Fisher and Ford trying to connect. Interception given right back. And the Panthers have yet to complete a pass tonight. Upper Darby defense gets their offense right back on the field. Two timeouts for offensive coordinator Eric Rufnak with 1:45 to play here before halftime. And the Panthers miss a golden chance. And, you know, throwing it on first down, Mike, has not gone well tonight.
No, it has not. I'm not understanding. Well, I can understand the rush in this particular situation. But
everybody's been asking for it early, you know, to try it. And, boy, you can start to see right now for the moment why it's not been going well. But here on the stretch play, this is Kareem McAdams off the left side into the secondary, dragging tacklers. But the Panthers gang up at the 45 to stop him. But not before he picks up 10 more yards and another first down for the Royals. Clock stops momentarily while they move the chains. So McAdams out to the 45. Clock restarts, 1:31. 1:30 and counting to play before halftime. Upper Darby in the huddle, breaks it now. They send Sean McCullough split to the left. Marson Way slot right. Tuyemi split to the right. Panthers have to be careful with 2 and 3 here. And now they go quarterback keeper. This is Kerwood, who shakes away from one man, but then a wall of Panthers wrap him up after a gain of about 2. He could have been stopped for a loss in the backfield, but now you're going to end up with a holding penalty, I believe. Holding Upper Darby, and they're going to put this, move this one backwards from the spot foul 44-yard line, I believe. So they ran quarterback sweep on that one, and instead holding penalty is going to wipe out a 2 or 3 yard gain and move it back to their own 34-yard line. So 1:06 to play before half. Clock ticks. Strathaven defense trying to hold up here. First and about 21.
If they can get out of here, just sit down by 7. That would be terrific.
Four wide receivers. Kerwood in the gun. We're inside a minute to play before halftime. Kerwood's back to pass. Looking. They double up on Belleville, but he's going to almost get him. Ball is deflected and nearly intercepted. Luke Haley. Healy had a shot at it. Ball in and out of the hands of an Upper Darby receiver, and Luke Healy, wearing 31 tonight, could not come up with it.
It was number 10 who was the receiver.
Yeah, Kerwood was under heavy pressure. Belleville almost sacked him. And then threw back a little bit across his body, and almost a third interception of the night for the Panther defense. Second down and 21 here. And now, you know, Upper Darby's going to get the ball to start the second half. It'll be interesting to see if they decide to play it a little safer. Don't know, though. They go shotgun, four wide receivers. 45 seconds to play before halftime, and they give inside. This is Edgefield with a little bit of running room on this near sideline. Evan Blake and John Prochniak will stop him at about the 41. So a gain of 7 for Edgefield. Clock continues to run. 32 seconds, 31 seconds. Panthers with 2 timeouts themselves, but I guess they're going to let the clock tick down here. Third down and about 14.
I think they'd like to get out of here and just regroup.
Clock ticks. 18 seconds, 17 seconds. Panther defense in like a quarters shell of a defense. Jake Fisher into the game at free safety now, too. And they're going to give it inside. Right up the middle goes Edgefield into the secondary. He's going to have first down yardage to the Panther 45. So give him 13 there. But the Panthers in kind of prevent mode there. Just don't want the big play before halftime. Now, with 5 seconds to play before halftime, Upper Darby calls timeout. They have it at the Panther 45. And wouldn't shock me here to say, hey, throw it to the end zone and see if somebody can go get it.
Sure.
So timeout Upper Darby. We'll keep it right here and try to keep you.
Plus, there's pass interference, so you'll get the play and it 15 yards closer. So
Springfield's defense continues to hold up well. They lead Marple Newtown 13-0 late in the first half. Let's see here. Cardinal O'Hara all over Archbishop Carroll 21-0 at halftime there. McDevitt on top of Bonner, 10-0. Ridley driving and leading 7-6 over Lower Merion. Here, 21-14. Yeah, Lower Merion, I mean, they've lost their first three games by a total of 5 points.
And they were leading us 12-0.
Yeah, and really, they've had trouble again and again with extra points. They lost by one to Chichester, couldn't make an extra point. Lost by one to Marple, couldn't make an extra point. And now they trail Ridley by an extra point. Here we go. First and 10 from the 45. Could be the final play of the half, barring a defensive penalty. Shotgun look, and they throw high. It's complete to Yemi on a little bubble screen. He's going to dance away momentarily, and now you get a flag on the play here. Clock has struck zero. If this is on the offense, the half will be over. If it's on the defense, there'll be an untimed play. We'll let them sort it out as Tuyemi takes it to the Strathaven 36. Gain of 9 on the play, but we'll check the penalty here momentarily. Official signals
hold.
Illegal block that will wipe out the penalty. Actually, penalty is declined, and so we will take it to halftime. All right, count 9 yards on the catch and run there. That's 91 yards passing for Kevin Kerwood, but 2 interceptions for the Panther defense. Has this a ball game? 21-14, Upper Darby on top of Strathaven. We will take it to halftime and thank our sponsors for keeping things on the air every week. Thank you for sponsoring, for taking care of our sponsors and patronizing them in between games and beyond. But we'll be back in just a moment. 21-14, Upper Darby on top of Strathaven at the moment. Be back in a moment on HavenFootball.net.
Your car is probably your second biggest investment. An AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven wants to keep that investment in tip-top shape. AMF Auto Clinic has been maintaining automobiles since 1961, and they take pride in their work and in keeping your car in perfect running order. From inspections to general maintenance and repair, you can trust your auto investment to AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven. Call for an appointment today at 610-872-2167.
Whether buying or selling a home, Joanna Slosky and the Alex Schwartz team of Caldwell Banker Preferred can achieve your goals. Why should you list your home with Joanna Slosky? Well, that's easy. Joanna is a top-producing agent who is highly responsive to her clients' needs and utilizes the latest marketing technologies to ensure your home is sold at its highest and best value in the least amount of time without a lot of hassle. Joanna has been a Wallingford resident for over 40 years. Call Joanna now for your free, no-obligation home value analysis at 215-858-5050.
Wherever weights are racked, rackets are swung.
To move is to live. And wherever you find bodies in motion, you'll find people who've rebuilt their lives with the help of Rothman Institute.
Balls are pitched, skates are laced.
More bones repaired, more joints replaced. No body in our region has done more for more bodies than Rothman.
Lawns are mowed, swings are pushed.
So when you're ready to run again, ride again, move again, live again, think Rothman first. RothmanInstitute.com.
The wonderful Inn at Swarthmore is now open and serving the Delaware County community with wonderful overnight lodging, as well as the fabulous Broad Table Tavern for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. With extended meeting rooms suitable for business, weddings, and other gatherings from 2 to 150 people. Visit us today to experience the Inn at Swarthmore, right next to Swarthmore College and a proud part of downtown Swarthmore, located on Route 320. Call us for dining reservations at 610-543-7500.
Welcome to the At the Half Halftime Report with Mike Mayer and Pete Statman Fulginetti. Tonight's report is sponsored by
Rothman Institute at Riddle Hospital. Think Rothman first. Run again, play again.
Welcome back to Upper Darby High School, where the score is currently Upper Darby 21 and Strathaven 14. And it's been a heck of a game, Pete, just a heck of a game. More scoring we've seen all season so far, really.
Yeah, it started out, Mike, what I think I saw in the first quarter was the speed of Upper Darby really caught Strathaven a little off guard. I don't think they really appreciated the speed. That once they reacted and they adjusted to the speed of Upper Darby, they've kind of held them in check. And, of course, the big play is the interception by P.O. because it was 21-7, and if they score there, it's 28-7. That could be
ballgame. Makes it tough, yeah.
By picking that off, coming down, make it 21-14, we got a ballgame.
Yep, absolutely. I mean, you know, Haven hasn't been particularly impressive other than they've hung with Upper Darby at this stage of the game. Now, of course, if they want to win the game, they have to come back in the second half and show some dominance, and whether they're going to be able to do that, I don't know. I will give Clancy credit. I mean, I'm not a fan of his play calling, and I really question that fourth and two with such a short field offered to Upper Darby, and then to run a play, it's basically up the middle, what they have been fairly successful stopping. I mean, I have a lot of questions about that, and that there's 14, there's 7 points right there, so this could be a tied game. Of course, you're making the assumption Haven would have been able to prevent Upper Darby from scoring anyway. But the bottom line is, I'll give Clancy credit in as much as he's definitely going to the air. Now, I'd like to see shorter passes.
I was just going to interrupt you and say those passes are long, 40-yard, almost Hail Marys. You got to hit 10 yards, 15 yards.
Well, but I'm not too sure that we can get open in 10 or 15 yards, but I don't know. I'm not watching the game fast
enough. There's where you can score. You know, you don't want to score. You can't just score on one pass after another. You got to eat away, 5 yards, 10 yards, eight yards.
That's, you know, you're watching Upper Darby play. What are they doing? They're running a lot of quick passes right to the
outside. They're the same person. The only thing, they have different numbers.
Yeah, well,
I can't tell. They all look the same.
They do. They look like the same height, same muscles.
They're all speed backs.
But they're throwing a lot of different looks to get the ball outside and see if they can do anything with it. And it's just something that we don't generally do. I haven't seen one pitch play, which has been a strength of ours. The quick hitter, I think they attempted once and haven't done it again. Certainly, we don't have a screen in our quiver, as far as I know. But at the end of the day, you know, Clancy's been able to make a game out of this. Now, there's been some excellent runs from scrimmage that we were able to pop it open, because Upper Darby tends to play a single-man defense. So once we make that seal block, once we get that trap block on them, it tends to open up, and nobody's there for another 10 or 15 yards, and we do have some speed when we get out there.
I got to suggest something, and it probably won't happen. But we've been talking about Jairus Adams, number 6. He's only a sophomore, but he's got blinding speed, and he's strong. He's not just a little skinny guy that goes down. And, you know, he was back on a couple of the kickoffs deep, but he hasn't touched the ball this game. I would like to see. I don't know if he has the plays down yet. He's only a sophomore, and he's working. But if we could get the ball to him in open spaces, I'd like to see what he could do with it.
Well, I would like to, too. I think the other thing is, because we're not at practice, we don't see. There may be a ball handling issue. You know, everybody's tearing at the ball here, because they're all I think the game is going in a direction where everybody's realizing that an interception or a fumble could be the name of the game, and it may be. And I'm not casting aspersions here. I have no idea what number 6 can do or can't do, other than he's got great speed. But I'm wondering if one of the reasons might be that, you know, in practice there's been an issue with the ball and we don't want to put him in yet, or it could be just a matter of the fact that he doesn't have the play experience yet. Although I'll tell you, if you're in Clancy's program from the time you're in middle school, I mean, you can do these plays in your sleep for the most part. But
I was talking to Coach Clancy a couple of weeks ago on the sidelines, and we talked about Jared. And he says he's a great kid. He has speed, but he has to learn the plays, and that's probably what he's doing now. He's only a sophomore, but I would love to see him. You know, even if you line him up out there and have him come back 2 steps, get a screen pass or just a pass to the side, get the ball in his hands, and let's see what he can do.
Yeah, we'll look forward to it. This would be a good game to bring him in, and maybe it's one of the things they're looking at halftime. I have no idea, but I think what can't be, you know, Clancy, you could look at this game and say, look, guys, offense is doing okay. Defense has to make some stops. So we're going to play the same offense that we've been playing because it's working. But you guys got to stop them from scoring. Now, I think that may – and remember, you're talking out of 11 guys, you're talking to the 8 same people on both sides of the ball.
But I think the second part of that second quarter, leading up to the half, they did stop them on a couple of drives. And you could see a little bit of change in momentum.
There were turnovers, though.
They were driving down to the 30, 35.
Oh, that's
40.
True. And it went down. Right.
I mean, they were holding their own with them, whereas in the first quarter it looked like a track meet. And I was looking, oh, my God, this could be ugly. We got a 7-point game, Mike.
Oh, no. Listen, that's why, you know, if we were down, it was 28-7, I'd go, well, you know, you do what you can,
well,
score some points.
That's why that interception by P.O.
Absolutely.
Was a
Absolutely.
Real saver.
But I don't know that I'm content, if I'm Coach Clancy, to say, well, offense is working, let's rely on our defense, because I'm not too sure that our defense is going to do a whole lot better than they've done in the first half. And that doesn't mean that we're going to allow another 21 points, obviously, but I think, as you pointed out, defense is beginning to get a feel for this Upper Darby Royal offense. They're getting some feel for how it's going.
Adjusting a little to the speed. And now they are a speed team.
We'll see what the Royals do to adjust as well, because I know that the wing T concept really upsets Coach Gentile. I mean, it just freaks him out because he just doesn't see it very often, and he's concerned about his team adjusting to it. And you know what? After watching it tonight, I know exactly what he's saying. You know, the formations, the things change where the ball's going to go, and they've been lost a couple of times in this situation. And I think it's cost them some yards and some points at the end of the
day. And let's give a little credit to Hussein. He had a great – I'm not sure – I know he's over 100 yards, but he had a great first half. And that one play where he got the ball down to the three, he showed some decent speed. They were trying to catch him, and he barely did at the three. So it wasn't like he's just a big plodding guy. Gets out in the open, he can move pretty good. So
If
somebody told me we'd be down a touchdown at halftime after the first quarter, I'd say I'll take that.
You know, I've got Zach down at 13 carries for 103 yards, yeah. But I'm not too sure how accurate my stats are until I review them. So, he's definitely having a good game, and if he can keep going. But, I think we've got to find ways to open this thing up a little bit, and that's going to be a reasonable issue. In the meantime, so we're going to be back. We're not going away yet, but we're going to stop talking about high school football for a little while. Although I wanted to say one thing. I wanted to say it while I was on the air with Brian, but didn't get a chance. You know, it's Lower Marion and Ridley tonight. And Lower Marion is much improved. You know, we played them, and they really did some – first of all, they're beating us 12-0.
Right.
There were turnovers and stuff, but still, they're a much improved team. And I got to tell you, I have such mixed feelings about this. You know, Ridley has been our nemesis for many, many years. But, you know, it's high school football. I mean, nemesis doesn't mean what it can be if it's like the dreaded Dallas Cowboys or something. You know, you don't feel that way about kids.
That's a different thing.
But the point is that this game is really tearing at my heartstrings. Is I would hate to see Ridley lose this game and go out 0-5 in a season. On the other hand, for Lower Marion to win would be such a thrill for them. So I really
– Do we have a score on that?
It was 7-6 still? 14-6 Ridley? Okay, so it's 14-6 Ridley. So, you know, I'd love to see Ridley get a win and get that monkey off their back. On the other hand, the monkey on Ridley, I can't imagine the last time Lower Marion beat Ridley in a football game. I mean, I have no idea when it would have been.
I don't know the last time they beat Strathaven. As long as I've been working with you guys, we have never lost.
I don't think we ever lost
it
to them.
It had to be, I don't know when. I couldn't tell you.
What? 94.
Boy, Brian,
that was when we were still children.
Mr. Encyclopedia there, Brian, knew that.
He does all his research.
1994. It's,
yeah, so in any event, all right. So
I had dark hair then, you know.
I wanted to, and there was less of you then, too, as I recall.
oh, really?
Yeah. Present company excluded. But that's it for high school football. But I wanted to get in about Lower Marion and Ridley. So, because you feel for these kids after a while. I mean, you just hate to see that kind of, you know, losses, and you'd like to see some balance. That's why this game is so exciting, because, you know, as of right now, it's a good game, and that's really what you hope every time you come up and you put the headphones on. In any event, let's talk about games that have been interesting in the professional realm,
okay.
Primarily the Eagles and their loss last Sunday.
Well, when you give up 7 points in 5 seconds, that's not a good start to any game.
Well, and it became the point of difference in the game,
too. It was. But they didn't play a good game down in Tampa. You know, and I don't want to make excuses, but they said it was over 105 degrees on the field. But, of course, Tampa plays in that, too, but they also practice in that heat. So they were sluggish. It just wasn't a good game for the Eagles. And as bad as they played, they could have still won it, but I mean, they only lost by 6, I believe, 27-21.
Yeah, right.
So, I mean, it wasn't like a blowout, but they just...
It started out as a blowout, but yeah, well...
But one thing that's affecting the Eagles this year are injuries. You know, Alshon Jeffries hasn't even played yet. He's a couple weeks away. He's recovering from rotator cuff surgery. And then you've got both running backs this week. You got Sproles. He's out.
Yeah.
And I'm losing his name there. Number 26. He's out. So, you know, you're coming in with your third string. But Corey Clement is more than a third string. He's a good runner. But you need a little more depth. One guy, I want you to keep an eye on this guy on Sunday. He's going to get some carries. He was the leading rusher for the Eagles in the preseason. His name is Adams. He's a rookie, undrafted from Notre Dame. Right?
Okay.
He's got speed and power. He's 6'2". He hits the hole good, and he's got speed. And with their shortages of backs on Sunday, he will carry the ball, and I think you'll see that he can gain some yards.
Well, not to mention, we have a little position, a quarterback that's going to change on Sunday as well.
I didn't get to that
yet. I'm sorry. Okay.
That's a whole nother.
I knew I didn't really have to remind you, but I wanted to make sure you got in before.
That's
you.
A whole nother you know, thing. But when Carson Wentz gets on the field, it's going to be when he runs out of that tunnel, and I'm sure he'll be leading the group out, probably with the Eagles flag in his hand. That place, 68,000 people are going to just erupt. And, you know, Carson has to do one thing. He's got to keep his emotion under control.
And he's got to stop running for first down.
And he's got to watch what he does. But you know what I've noticed about him? I mean, just by looking at his physique, since he's been rehabbing his knee, he's also built his upper body. His neck's gotten bigger. They said that he's throwing the ball harder. He's a stronger man than he was a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I think it's all going to be about accuracy. But he's going to get the ball there quicker than Foles. He'll be able to get it in the open windows that Foles can't because of his lack of this arm strength. And the main thing, like Wentz says, I'm not going to go crazy and start running all over the field, but I can buy time. He can move around in the backfield. He can scramble. He can dump it out, or he can throw it out of bounds. He can buy time till his players are open. And with his strong arm, he can get him into situations that Foles can't. And I just think he's, you know, he may take him a quarter to warm up. He may come out and just sling it in the first play.
Yeah, well, you don't know. I mean, it's going to be interesting to see. And, of course,
I do predict an Eagles win, though.
You want to call a score? Or just...
Yeah, 27-14.
Okay, there you go. And then if you're marking down your sheets, please don't send the emails. You know, we understand what the score is. If you didn't agree, that's all right. So, in any event, all right, well, that's where we're at. We're about 5 minutes away from supposedly the end of halftime, where the Upper Darby Marching Royals are on the...
One more thing.
I'm sorry. I was just getting into my tagline.
Well, the Phillies have a golf date Sunday down at the Links.
Yeah.
They got tee time at 8 o'clock. That's
okay.
What I want to say about them.
It's because they're not going to be going anywhere else anyway. Okay, so anyway, the Marching Royals are on the field performing, as you can hear in the background, doing a wonderful job, and we got about 5 minutes left at halftime, so we're going to go to our commercial break for the halftime, and then we will be back with Brian and his updates and whatever he wants to say before the game starts. So this is a thank you to our sponsors, and remember, you're listening to High School Football right here on HavenFootball.net. High school football never sounded so good.
Probably have a deductible of $500 on your car insurance. Why shouldn't it shrink each year you drive safely? Allstate thinks it should, down to nothing. Can you afford not to be in good hands?
Your local Allstate agent is Steve Taub in media. Give him a call at 610-566-3500 for all your insurance needs.
Nobody covers the Delaware County high school sports scene like the Delaware County Daily Times. No matter what the season or the type of sport, football to soccer to lacrosse to wrestling to track to basketball and baseball, virtually every high school sport for every high school in the Delaware County. For complete coverage of today's games, pick up your copy of the Delaware County Daily Times wherever newspapers are sold, or go online at www.delcotimes.com. If it happened in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times.
Whether buying or selling a home, Joanna Slosky and the Alex Schwartz team of Caldwell Banker Preferred can achieve your goals. Why should you list your home with Joanna Slosky? Well, that's easy. Joanna is a top-producing agent who is highly responsive to her clients' needs and utilizes the latest marketing technologies to ensure your home is sold at its highest and best value in the least amount of time without a lot of hassle. Joanna has been a Wallingford resident for over 40 years. Call Joanna now for your free no-obligation home value analysis at 215-858-5050.
Your car is probably your second biggest investment, and AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven wants to keep that investment in tip-top shape. AMF Auto Clinic has been maintaining automobiles since 1961, and they take pride in their work and in keeping your car in perfect running order. From inspections to general maintenance and repair, you can trust your auto investment to AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven. Call for an appointment today at 610-872-2167.
Welcome back to the second half of tonight's Strathaven football game. Tonight's sponsors are Steve Taub's Allstate Insurance and Media, Auto, Home, and Life. You're in good hands with Allstate. The Delaware County Daily Times, all high school sports every day.
If it happens in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times. AMF Auto Clinic, taking care of your cars since 1961, located in Brookhaven on Edgemont Avenue. The Inn at Swarthmore, guest rooms, meeting space, and dining for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, right in downtown Swarthmore. Rothman Institute at Riddle Hospital. Think Rothman first. Run again, play again. Joanna Slosky of Coldwell Banker Preferred Realty. Call her when you need to buy or sell your home. Now back to the second half with Brian Carroll, Pete Fulginetti, and Mike Mayer.
Welcome back to Upper Darby High School. 21-14 here, Upper Darby on top of Strathaven, and we'll get you some quick score updates and some surprises around District 1 and District 12 momentarily. First of all, in a game earlier today, William Penn Charter. Penn Charter knocks off Upper Dublin 42-17. So Upper Dublin's first loss of the year came earlier today. So, again, that's a 5A playoff contender.
Yep.
Likely to fall down a few pegs after today's loss. Downingtown East all over Shanahan. No surprise there. 21-0 at halftime. North Penn and CB East, they're on the seesaw. 17-14. North Penn on top, trying to stay undefeated against CB East, but that's been back and forth all night. Abington trying to go to 4-1. They're playing Council Rock South, who's also 3-1. 10-0, the Ghosts on top of Council Rock South at halftime. Speaking of halftime, this score will be it'll be running clock over on Smithbridge Road. Garnet Valley 35, Harriton nothing at half.
Not a surprise.
Not a surprise at all. Is Garnet Valley looking to go to 4-0. Kennett was up 19-7 on Sun Valley. Kennett looking for their first win of the year, was on top 19-7, and then a Hail Mary before halftime for Sun Valley. Guess who? Jules Kelly, who had five touchdowns last week against Westchester Eats. He comes down with it, runs it into the end zone. It's now 19-14 and a possible backbreaker there for Kennett. But for the moment, Blue Demons on top in a surprise at Sun Valley. We'll see how that plays out. Also at halftime, Ridley 14, Lower Marion 6. Springfield all over Marple, 16-0 at half. A 38-yard field goal just before halftime. Stretch that lead to 16 for the Cougars.
What's Marple's record now?
2-2.
2-2.
And so they're threatening to fall to 2-3.
Yep.
Also, possibly falling from the ranks of the unbeaten unless that changes. Martinsburg, West Virginia, a small school but a state champ out of West Virginia. Kate made a long ride up to Academy Park, and they're on top of the Knights 28-13. Three turnovers in the first half for Academy Park, uncharacteristic of them, it's hurting right now, down by 15. Penwood trying to stay undefeated. They lead Westchester Ruston 16-7. So, again, they are on top of the 5A point standings at the moment, and with really four wins under their belt against good 6A teams. So Penwood will be a lot for anybody to handle in the weeks ahead. They're on top of Ruston right now. Conestoga 10 trying for their first win. They lead 10-0 over Pencrest, who is 1-3. Pensbury on top of Council Rock North 14-7. Perk Valley on top of O&J 7-0. Upper Marion 21, Phoenixville 6. One or both of those teams will be in the playoffs, mark my words, by the end of the year. That head-to-head game could mean something later. Upper Moreland at 1-3. They play Plymouth White Marsh tonight, also 1-3. That's back and forth, 26-23. High-scoring first half over in Willow Grove. Potts Grove 21, Pottstown nothing. Satterton 21, Penridge 7. Unionville at 1-3. Oxford at 3-1. Unionville's on top 28-0.
Jeez.
So Pat Clark trying to turn things around. The Indians, it's a tough early season schedule. They played Garnet Valley. They played Academy Park. And now Oxford, for all of the excitement they've had, maybe smelling themselves a little bit. And Unionville all over them tonight on their home field, 28-0. Speaking of a blowout, Coatesville 48, Westchester Henderson 7. No surprise there. Wissahickon trailing up Hepper Horsham 14-8. Two games of note tomorrow night. Westchester East and Avongrove should be a good one out in West Grove, and that's a homecoming game. That's in the afternoon at 1 o'clock. Aunt Beth is the Grand Marshal of homecoming. Aunt Beth recently retired from Avongrove. Congratulations, Aunt Beth. She's the Grand Marshal of the homecoming parade. Closer to home, Radnor at 4-0, at Haverford 3-1, and that is a terrific game. That'll be tomorrow night in Havertown. So that's one to go watch.
Maybe we should
think.
Go.
That would be fun.
Why did they play it tomorrow night, do you think?
I don't know what the conflict was, but that is primetime action right there, and maybe one of the only gigs in town in Delaware County tomorrow night. So that's a good one to go watch. And in the meantime, we have good football to watch here as Emmett Young has it teed halfway between the hash marks, ready to kick it away to Upper Darby. They have Morrison Way and James Toyami waiting at the 15-yard line. We'll see if Strathaven decides to kick it to these guys or just kick it out of bounds or who knows what. But moving left to right in front of us will be Upper Darby with a 21-14 lead as we start the second half. Emmett Young, 2-for-2 on extra points, the extra in the first half, and now sends a high end-over-end kick. It's going to come down to Marson Way, who picks it up on a hop at the 18-yard line. He steps away from one man, two man, down that far sideline he goes, and then is slung out of bounds out near the 40-yard line. We'll see where they spot this one. They'll put it at the 42, and good field position for the Royals here to start this second half. So, let's see here. Trying to get you another score update, but again, Coatesville pulled most of their starters after the first quarter. It was 48-0 after one quarter. That's a powerhouse over there at the 6A level in the Chessmont. Here, first and 10 from the... They're going to put it on the 40-yard line, rather. Okay, Kerwood under center, wing to the right is Max Avutsu. They give to the tailback McAdams, who is grabbed by the shirt tail, and then the Panthers swarm after a gain of just two. McAdams' 12th carry of the night. He is up to 116 yards and two first-quarter touchdowns. How'd they mark that out near the 43? Okay, I can believe it the way he's run and carried tacklers. Let's put it that way. Panthers had him dead to rights at the line of scrimmage. Second down and 7 instead. Marson Way split to the left. Toyami to the right. Panthers with a cover 3 look. I formation, fullback offset to the right, and they run to that right side. This is a head of steam for McAdams, who's across midfield into Panther territory, carrying tacklers for another 8 yards beyond that. Down to the Panther 42. Call it 41 even. Gain of 16 more. And honestly, for as talented as the Upper Darby receivers are, they've turned it over twice in the air, and Panthers really could or should have had a third interception tonight. Right.
I wouldn't throw it again if I was Upper Darby.
Honestly, I would hand it to 5 over and over and see if the Panthers can stop it. And Pencrest a week ago could not. And so here's Kerwood. They play fake to him, but they do give it to McAdams off the left side this time. Healy's got him wrapped up, but Healy goes for a ride until he gets some help from Friends at the 45. Moving the pile. It's going to be second down at the 35. Yep. Second down, and call it 6 on the carry. 138 yards for Kareem McAdams. Kareem dots the I formation as they break the huddle. Now they move the fullback to a wing of Avutsu. Two tight ends, rather. Almost, and a slot to the near side, and they run that way behind the wing back, and down inside the 30 to the 27 goes McAdams for another gain of 8 and a first down. Panther defense bending here as the Upper Darby offense started in great field position at their own 40. On the move now, a couple of first downs later, as we're inside of 10 minutes to play here in the third quarter. 21-14 Royals. Panther defense needs a stop.
Yeah, I don't see any of the great changes Upper Darby made other than their blocking schemes may have changed a little bit.
Tight end to the right, wing to the left. Two receivers to the left as well. Single setback is McAdams. They go right back to him, straight up the middle, and he dives his way down to the 20. That's 8 more. He's just running harder and getting his pad level lower than almost everybody on defense right now. John Wilson on that last stop.
Yeah, but he's like running downhill at this stage of the game. It's just amazing.
And did get a breather in that second quarter. Saw a handful of carries for Rashid Edgefield, the senior. But McAdams carrying the load tonight. 16 carries already. And looking for more here on second down and 2. Kerwood under center. Tight end and wing to the right. They toss to that right side. McAdams cuts back, and he's going to lower the shoulder and plow his way to the 15. Just too strong right now. You just say, I'm stronger and tougher than you and have a head of steam. And again, Prochniak held on for the tackle, but he's running through any little bit of arm tackling effort there. You're going to have to get one or two bodies.
Well, and the Upper Darby offense is moving either out or away. Yep. So, you know, he's got 3 to 4 yards no matter what happens.
From the 15, Kerwood gives to McAdams one more time. Straight up the middle he goes, plowing his way inside the 10, still pushing his way with some help from number 71, the right tackle Andy Dang, pushing the way as well. Down to the 7 he goes for 8 more.
And I would say that was probably That was an 8-yard gain, so probably six of that was his own effort. I mean, there was contact at 3 yards, and he just drove the pile the rest of the way.
Seven straight plays have gone into the belly of number five, Kareem McAdams. He had a 12-play drive all by himself to start the game last week against Pencrest. Here, second and two from the Panthers' 7-yard line. Two receivers to the left. They give it to McAdams one more time off the right side. Panthers stiffen up this time, and Corey Harris stops him at the six. I think he's going to be just inches shy of a first down, I believe. We'll see where they spot this. Third and inches after a yard for McAdams. Good work there by Corey to get off his block. Harris has been a find here for the Panthers. Six tackles and a fumble recovery a week ago.
I've got McAdams with 169 yards so far.
Yep, on 19 carries.
Yep.
Eight of those carries have been on the last eight plays. Third and inches, Kerwood under center. McAdams one more time off the left side this time and into the end zone for the third time. A 6-yard touchdown run. Nine straight carries to start the second half. And the Panthers just could not stop it.
Yep, nothing to do. I mean, you know, it's like they put a sign on them, and we just got to stop them, and we couldn't fill. We couldn't get linebackers in there. And that again, it's not only McAdams who's making these great runs, and he got a lot of yardage on his own, but that's exceptionally front-line blocking, making those holes open consistently, play after play after play.
On for his fourth extra point try here is Sam Bewe. With 7:23 to play here in the third quarter. Snap. Good reach by Kerwood to pull it down. Ball hits the upright and is no good. 27-14 is your score. Snap just a little offline. Disrupted the timing perhaps. So the Panthers catch a break there, and we'll get the offense back on the field when we come back. 7:23 to go here in the third. Third touchdown of the night for Kareem McAdams. He's been a force tonight for the Royals on HavenFootball.net.
This broadcast is copyrighted by HavenFootball.net for the private use of our listening audience. Any other use or reproduction of this broadcast without HavenFootball.net's consent is prohibited.
This is Jack Hans. I'm the band director at Strathaven High School, and you're listening to High School Football on www.havenfootball.net.
Upper Darby, a 9-play. 60-yard drive, all 60 yards and all 9 plays for Kareem McAdams, the last 6 of which put him in the end zone for the third time tonight. Upper Darby 27, Strathaven 14. High, very short kick. It's going to come on the up man. Good job by Evan Blake to pick it out of the air and fall forward to the 38-yard line. Upper Darby had 6 guys crashing towards the ball there on a little chip shot.
It's almost nice an onside work. Kick.
Yep. Did not catch Haven sleeping that time, so nice play there by the sophomore, Evan Blake, to haul it in and get Jake Fisher and the offense back on the field. 2-score game now. Strathaven trailing 27-14. They'll snap it at their own 38. Arion Ford split end to the right. Panthers did not complete a pass in the first half. Here they go, toss play to the right side for Zach Hussein. Head of steam across the 40, lowers the pad level, and he'll take 9 on his first carry, maybe 10. First down for Zach Hussein as he goes for 10. He's up to 114 yards on 14 carries of his own.
We talked during the halftime, Pete and I said, you know, we haven't seen the pitch yet.
They ran it once in the first half.
I didn't
just
remember.
Just once, yeah.
Right.
And did well off the left side last time, and this time they run right and 10 more yards, first down, Panthers at the 48. This is Hussein, straight up the middle. He's going to shed 2 tackles and push his way near the 46-yard line of Upper Darby, so give him 8 more. Sorry, now put it on the 45. Gain of 7 for Zach. Jacob Gooch on the tackle for Upper Darby. Remember his older brother, All-Delco quarterback. Chris Tagliaterra is going to hobble off. Alex Shahadi checks in at guard, so not a good sign. Panthers down to their third option at guard now with Zach Lesher out still since early in week 1. 2 tight end set. Fisher under center. From the Upper Darby 45, the give is to Ibo Pio. Gets away from one man, cuts inside, and he'll be near first down yardage. We'll see. We will check the spot when they unpile over on that far hash mark. They had a shot in the backfield at Pio, and he has some magic feet to get away from that one. 2-yard gain brings up third down and 1. Clock ticks, 5:53, 5:52 and counting to play here in the fast-moving third quarter. Upper Darby on top, 27-14. Panthers probably in four-down territory. Fisher, quarterback sneak. He's going to dive forward near the 41-yard line and pick up a first down. Nicely done there by Jake for a gain of three. He has a one-yard keeper for the Panthers' second score of the game and moves the pile and the football down to the 40-yard line. Panthers will snap from the right hash mark. Mike Golay is your center. He's over the football as they break the huddle with two tight ends. Wing to the right, Ethan Belleville. Pio and Hussein in the backfield. Under center is Fisher. Nine men in the box. They go Pio off the right side, and he gets not quite the line of scrimmage. Maybe forward progress gives him the line of scrimmage, but we're going to go to second and 10 regardless. All right. Cardinal O'Hara on top of Carroll, 21-0. Penwood still at 16-7, ready to start the second half over at Westchester Ruston. Here, second down and about 10.5. Split end to the right, to the left, rather, is Arian Ford. Tight end to the right is Blake. Motion man is Belleville, and they give off the left side. This is Hussein into the secondary. 30, 25, 20. Head of steam down to the 15, 14. Ball came out. It's picked up by Evan Blake, and they're going to say, nope, ball was dead first. Blake picked up the ball and was scampering towards the end zone, but Hussein rips off a bunch down to the 15-yard line, gain of 25, and you've got an injured Upper Darby player here. This looks like Braylon Brown, I believe, who's going to get up under his own power and hobble off. And number 10, Sean McCullough, is going to check in. Braylon Brown took a heavy shot there from Hussein, who delivered the punishment. 25 yards for Hussein. He's up to 146 on 16 totes, and the Panthers in business again. First and 10 at the Upper Darby 15. They had a drive stall at this end of the field earlier when they went to a pass on first down. See if they keep it on the ground here. They go toss play to the right side to Hussein, who's going to bounce outside. And, oh, lost his footing as he cut forward. Tough break there for the junior. Gets up slapping the football. Gain of just two.
You know, really
unfortunate. He had some room.
He actually only made one on that
okay,
one. Sorry.
Yeah, down to the 14. Yep.
Yeah.
Too bad. He had blockers in front and put that right foot in the ground and lost his edge.
Yeah, there's been some footing, actually, issues for both sides. But, of course, Upper Darby has a little more experience running on this field.
We're inside of 4 minutes to play here in the third quarter. This is Hussein. Nice little play up the middle momentarily, but they close the hole quickly. Nicely done there by number 36, Tarja Alexander. So just maybe two for Hussein that time. Clock ticks. Third and almost eight for the Panthers. Braylon Brown back into the game. Good sign. Glad the injury is nothing serious. Evan Blake tight end to the left. Ford to the right. Third and eight from the 13. Panthers down two touchdowns. Back to passes. Fisher looking. Has time. Fires to the end zone. It is deflected and incomplete. Upper Darby may have had a hand on it.
It did, but it went right to his chest.
But right into the chest of Arian Ford, who could not squeeze it. And now we go to fourth and eight. Panthers had a sack and an incompletion right at this spot earlier. Had a drive stall right now. Again, they had it at about the 15-yard line, and incomplete, gain of one, sack, incomplete. Looking for a better answer this time. Fourth and eight from the 13. Upper Darby defense trying to stiffen here late in the third. Fisher under center. Hard count. They go to Belleville. They go halfback pass. He's looking to throw it. He stops. He ducks away from one man. Fires to the end zone. Incomplete. Halfback pass. They tried to mix it up a little bit, but that was covered extremely well. Nicely. It was just nobody open for Belleville to throw it to. Excellent discipline by the Upper Darby defense.
Well, nice to see a little gadget play every once in a while, even if it doesn't work. I mean, it's still...
So... incomplete, it falls. Upper Darby offense back on the field with 3:06 to play here. And that's the second Haven drive that has stalled in the red zone tonight.
And, of course, now Haven's really got to get the ball back only because they're running out of time and for no other reason they have to make up two scores.
All right. Upper Darby with an I formation dotted by, guess who? Kareem McAdams has his heels on the five-yard line. Under center is Kerwood. Receivers are split. It's McAdams off the right tackle. He's going to carry a couple people out to the 19-yard line. Maybe the just shy of the 20. Gain of gain of six on the play for McAdams. 21 carries is a season high already for Kareem. 180 yards, also a season high. Had a 44-yard score with 4 minutes to play in the first. Followed it up with a 3-yard touchdown run. Had a 6-yard touchdown run earlier in this quarter. And now, second down and four. Upper Darby goes to McAdams one more time. Straight up the middle he goes, and he's going to go across the 25 for a first down. Mark him down with this 26, gain of seven. Prochniak on the stop, along with Ryan Krause. Alex Shahadi checks out. Ethan Belleville back in for the Panther defense. But bend but don't break. But now they're breaking.
I was going to say, you're going to bend all the way down the field. You don't find a way to stop this guy.
11 carries so far in the second half on 11 snaps for Kareem McAdams. First and 10 from the 26. Kerwood gives to McAdams one more time, who runs into his own man, but still fights his way forward for a few. Out to the 30, and now still pushing the pile. They didn't blow it dead, and he says, yeah, I'll go till I hear the whistle. What an effort by McAdams. Gain of six more.
I mean, six, seven, six. If I look at the other one, it's unbelievable to watch. And, you know, the defense knows what's coming. I think Coach Gentile's just going to say, keep handling the ball till they find a way to stop him. And it could just be from his own exhaustion at some point. But McAdams is a force to reckon with, no doubt about it. And only a junior, right?
And speed to burn on the outside. If they play fake at some point, Panthers are going to have to be aware. Now here they go, McAdams off the left side. He's got a first down and more across the 40 out to the 43. Gain of 11 more, and the Panthers may need to even call timeout or consider one sometime soon here. McAdams, 24 carries, 203 yards, and three scores for the Royals. 1:15 and counting to play here in the third. And the Panther defense is going to need a turnover and something big on top of it.
And I don't know that McAdams gives up the ball that often.
No.
So, you know, that's as long as they keep it in him. Just amazing he has this kind of stamina.
Way split to the left. To Emmy to the right, and they go to the fullback. They feed him on the fullback dive, right up the middle into the secondary, 40, 35, 30, down to the 28-yard line. Touchdown saving tackle by Zane Mazur. But the first touch of the game for Max Avutsu goes for a bunch.
Yeah, well, they weren't looking for him, obviously.
33 yards for Avutsu on his first tote of the night. That's the first carry for anybody not named McAdams in the second half.
Yep.
They went to McAdams 13 times in a row and then gave the fullback a quick trap play. 33 yards later, it's first and 10 at the Panther 25. Kerwood under center. Fullback offset to the right. They run that way. McAdams into the secondary now. Bounces off one man. A second man comes in to help. Prochniak hanging on for dear life. Drags him down with help from Healy and Wilson. But McAdams makes him pay again, down to the 17. He's going to check out of the game momentarily, get his chin strap fixed. But they're going to give him seven, eight more yards.
Well, you know, this is not
yeah.
This game is just the defense can't, you know, Haven doesn't have the horses to put a stop on this guy. Here we got a timeout.
Well, we've gone to timeout because we've come to the end of a fast-moving third quarter.
Yep.
Panther defense needs to catch their breath and come up with some kind of big play here. We'll be back for the fourth quarter of action. Upper Darby with a two-score lead, the football, and all the momentum right now on havenfootball.net.
You probably have a deductible of $500 on your car insurance. Why shouldn't it shrink each year you drive safely? Allstate thinks it should, down to nothing. Can you afford not to be in good hands?
Your local Allstate agent is Steve Taub in media. Give him a call at 610-566-3500 for all your insurance needs.
This is Ralph Lawler of the LA Clippers, and you're listening to high school football on havenfootball.net.
Brian Carroll bringing you play-by-play, Mike Mayer with the color commentary and more, Pete Fulgenetti with the stats and spotting and halftime chatter. Ready to start the fourth quarter, but it's been the Kareem McAdams show. 25 carries, 211 yards, three scores, 14 carries out of 15 plays in the third quarter. Unbelievable. And now, Upper Darby on top and looking for more. First and 10 from the Strathaven 17 as we start this fourth quarter.
And listen, to Upper Darby fans who are listening, we have complete stats at havenfootball.net, which includes defense and offense for both teams. So check us out tomorrow and see what the actual stats were.
Marple Newtown trailing Springfield 19-0. Here, second down and two. Give is to Kareem McAdams. Straight ahead, first down and more. He's going to push the pile down inside the 10, down to the 8-yard line. Give him nine more. And a first and goal to go for the Royals. With the Panther defense on its heels.
You know, Pete and I talked about the Haven defense seemed to have been getting some ability to stop Upper Darby, but it's I think more and more obvious that what they were stopping them was with turnovers.
Right.
And as we talked about at the beginning, don't throw the ball, don't do much of anything, just run them. And that's been very successful.
First and goal from the 8. Single setback is McAdams. They give it to him one more time. Off the left side, cuts in, great block. Roll, he steamrolls a man at the 5 and into the end zone he goes. Panthers tried to go low to undercut him and just ran right through it.
Yep.
Fourth touchdown of the night for McAdams to start this fourth quarter. And now a 3-score lead for the Royals, and the Panthers in big trouble.
No doubt about it, big trouble. I mean, the offense has not shown an ability. I assume Haven's going to start throwing the ball a lot, but that's fraught with problems as well, obviously.
Fourth score of the night for Kareem McAdams, who came in with 4 scores on the year, and now has doubled that total and then some. Bayway on for the extra point. 3 of 4 on the night. His fourth one is up. It is good this time. Just got it past the diving Ebo Pio. 11:27 to play in regulation. Panther offense trying to get it turned around here. Be back in just a moment right here on havenfootball.net.
Your car is probably your second biggest investment, and AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven wants to keep that investment in tip-top shape. AMF Auto Clinic has been maintaining automobiles since 1961, and they take pride in their work and in keeping your car in perfect running order. From inspections to general maintenance and repair, you can trust your auto investment to AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven. Call for an appointment today at 610-872-2167.
This is Ralph Lawler of the L.A. Clippers, and you're listening to high school football on havenfootball.net.
Well, it's been all Kareem McAdams here in the second half. 228 total rushing yards now. 4 scores. The last one, an 8-yard run to cap that drive at the 11:27 mark of this fourth quarter. And Strathaven trying to get back in the game here. Very short end over end kick. It's going to take a bounce to Arian Ford at the 20-yard line. Ford looking for one, make one man miss. Nope, not this time. Could not get ahead of steam, and just 5 yards on the return as 4 purple jerseys swarm him. And the Panther offense takes over, down by 20, 11:22 to play here in regulation. 42-0 on Garnet Valley on top of Harrington in the second half.
Mm-hmm.
CB West over William Tennant, 21-10. Another long field, another field goal for Brett Barber from Springfield. It's 19-0, Springfield on top of Marple Newtown, so they are keeping Marlon Weathers on track as well. Here, Jake Fisher has split end to the left, wing to the left as well on first down. Give is to Zach Hussein, who's going to push his way to the 31-yard line. Gain of 6 for Hussein, who's been busy tonight. 19 carries for 156 yards. Terrific night for him again, and he's been over 100 every game. No huddle for the Panthers this time. Second and 5 from the 30. Give is to Belleville off the left side, and he cuts upfield. He's got a first down and more. Ethan Belleville, another cut to his right. Oh, boy, they've got a face mask and then some. 3 flags come in, but Belleville takes it out to the 47-yard line. Gain of 17 for Ethan, and they're going to tack on 15 more. That may have been a touchdown-saving face mask.
Yes,
you
it
never
may have
want
been.
To
Although he had him grasped around.
Yeah, I mean, that's a it's a dangerous play, but the result of that play, if they don't grab his face mask, there was nobody on this side of the field, and Ethan saw it, cut hard to his right, and it was there was room to move.
At the concern of causing a curse, has Haven had any penalties tonight?
Have they had penalty? Strathaven?
Yeah.
They had down at near the goal line, they had a, what did they have, a false start or a motion? Yeah, they had illegal motion earlier.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That was the one, yep.
Otherwise, been pretty clean, but either way, 15-yard penalty sets up Strathaven at the Upper Darby 37. On the move here in the fourth quarter, first and 10, back to passes. Fisher looking, has time, steps away from one man momentarily, but is tripped up and sacked back at the 41-yard line. That is number 36. I'm sorry, 36, Tariel Alexander. And back to the 42. They go, 38 on the stop. Not on our roster. That is James Williams, though. No, that was 36. Okay. That was 36. I was right the first time, I believe.
Well, we'll check it in the film tomorrow.
We'll check it. Second down and 14, loss of 4 on the play as Fisher sacked for the second time tonight. Arion Ford, split end to the left. Motion man is Ethan Belleville. They give it to Hussein, who goes right up the middle again. Off to the races inside the 30 and a first, just shy of first down yardage. Give him 13. It's going to bring up third down and 1. So that motion against man-to-man defense.
They gave him the first down.
Did they? Okay, yep. Give him 14. All right. 170 yards for Hussein. You know, when they motion Belleville and take that linebacker with them, that's been a bugaboo for the man-to-man defense. At the middle of the field, if they can get through that first line, that's been a good play for the Panthers all night. They go play fake. Oh, no, they do give it to Hussein off left tackle this time, and he's slung down by Gooch at the 25. So gain of about 3. He's up to 173 yards on 21 carries, and Hussein approaching a season high as well. 9:14 and counting to play here in the fourth quarter. Panthers trailing by 20, but on the move and trying to cut into this Upper Darby lead. Tight end to the left is Ford. Blake to the right. Fisher under center. Play fake, and they go to Belleville on the Mustang sweep off the left side. He dances outside. He's got a first down and more. Down that far sideline he goes, and we'll see where they mark him out of bounds over there. Down near the 10, I think they'll spot it at about the 11. Gain of 14 for Belleville, who is on 2 touches here in the second half, 31 yards on his first two on his last 2 carries. Clock stops, 8:55 to play here in regulation. They'll put it down at the 11. Panthers no huddle again. It'll be interesting to see if they have a have an onside kick in their arsenal if they can score here. Here is Ivo Pio sweeping off the right side, and he's going to be wrapped up. Just too much speed there in the secondary. Closing quickly is James Toyemi, and they'll drop Pio back at the 15. Loss of 5 on the play. And brings up second down, and we'll call it second and 15.
That was an impressive bit of speed. Pio is not slow.
No.
And he went outside, and boy, they just closed in on him. Took an excellent line and got into the backfield, and that was it.
Second and 14 from the 15-yard line. We'll see what the Panthers can come up with here. Have yet to complete a pass tonight. 0 of 6 with an interception for Fisher and 0 of 1 for Belleville on the halfback pass. Quick trap play to Hussein, who's at the 10, who carries a man inside the 5 and is going to set up third down and about 3 as he just trucked somebody who is unfortunately a little banged up. And we'll see. This might be Marson Way. It is Way who made a terrific tackle, but he gives up a good 50 pounds to Hussein here, and he's on the wrong end of it. So we're going to hold our breath that Marson Way is okay. With 8:05 to play here in the fourth quarter, Panthers with 3rd and 1 when we come back. Stick with us. Be back in just a moment. Hoping the best for the Royals senior. Be back in 30 seconds right here on HavenFootball.net.
Nobody covers the Delaware County high school sports scene like the Delaware County Daily Times. No matter what the season or the type of sport, football to soccer to lacrosse to wrestling to track to basketball and baseball, virtually every high school sport for every high school in the Delaware County. For complete coverage of today's games, pick up your copy of the Delaware County Daily Times wherever newspapers are sold, or go online at www.delcotimes.com.
All right, the Panthers will come back here. 3rd down and 3 from the Upper Darby 4-yard line. Belleville and Hussein in the backfield. Pio, wing to the left, 2 tight ends in front of Fisher. They go to Hussein off the right side, who's going to push his way near first down yardage. We'll see. He may have it. by maybe the length of the football. Yeah, they're going to put it down just inside the one. It'll be first and goal to go from about 2 feet from the goal line. Give Hussein three more yards. He's up to 187 on 23 carries. I mean, there's a chance you could have two 200-yard rushers in this game, except the Panthers are running out of real estate.
Yeah.
Here's
yeah.
Fisher under center. Looked for a quarterback dive. Nope, it's going to be Hussein off the left side into the end zone for a Panther touchdown. Zach Hussein gets the reward this time. Stopped a couple yards shy of the goal line earlier tonight, and this time punches it in from a yard out on his 24th carry. 188 yards for the senior, and the Panthers now down 34-20, looking for an extra point and likely an onside kick. All right. Couple other quick score updates after the extra point, so we'll keep it right here, Mike.
Sure, okay.
Some interesting developments in other places. Here, Emmett Young, extra point up, good, and then a flag comes in late, so we'll see here. I don't know if you're going to get motion, or if this is on Upper Darby, I think it'll be enforced on the kickoff.
Yeah.
So we'll have to see. Panthers. Let's see. I mean, you never want to take points off the board, but do you think about going for two and make it a 12-point game? But, I mean, not necessarily. You can worry about that if you can somehow stop the Upper Darby offense and get a couple more scores. If you get it to a one-score game, then you start counting points there, or extra points, rather. But
okay.
The referee is going to talk it over with Coach Clancy here to figure out the penalty. But my score update here, a very short punt from Penwood leads to a short field from Rustin. Rustin 21, Penwood 16, with 8 minutes left to play in the third quarter. So Penwood, and this is no knock on Westchester Rustin. They lost to Westchester East earlier, who we think looks pretty solid so far. But Rustin at 2-1, Penwood at 4-0, beaten up on a bunch of 6A teams. This would be a surprise if Rustin can hang on. Speaking of surprises, the Kennett Blue Demons have punched in another score. 26-14, they lead Sun Valley. Kennett now looking for its first win of the year late in the third quarter on top of Sun Valley by 12. So Sun Valley might be smelling themselves a little bit after an amazing comeback win, 50-49 over Westchester East a week ago. And now Kennett looking to pin a loss on them. Marple Newtown defensive back has two interceptions for Marple, but Marple's still trailing Springfield 19-0.
Did we ever get is it what the call was? I guess it was just declined.
All right, penalty declined.
Yep.
So 34-21 here. I guess it was not enforceable on the kickoff. We'll see what Emmett Young comes up with here. May try the onside. I would guess they're going onside kick here with a formation here. Jarris Adams, Blake, Mazur, Pio, and Ford here on this near sideline. Now, timeout called by Coach Clancy, and he's going to have to get the special team squared away here. But that looked like the hands team to me below us, with Blake and Ford and Pio and Jarris Adams right there in front of us. So keeping it right here with other scores. And another interception for Kennett to kill off a Sun Valley drive. So it could be have a big upset brewing at the 5A level. So coming into tonight, you know, again, we are at the midpoint of the season after the games end this weekend. So it's a little early to be talking playoffs, but Sun Valley certainly in a good position at 3-1, the 10 seed at the moment. But if they were to lose to 0-4 Kennett, that knocks them back several pegs. If Rustin can come back and knock off Penwood, they jump way up. But Oxford as the 6 seed, they're losing tonight. Academy Park, the 5 seed, is losing. Upper Dublin has already lost.
Yeah, I think Upper
way early,
Academy Park's going to kind of run the table, I think. So they're
Them and Penwood, there should be a real good battle in the Del Valle this year. So the winner of that game, I would guess, is going to be your Del Valle champ. But we'll worry about that in a couple of weeks. All right, in the meantime, first another kickoff, they've reset. Panthers come out of their timeout. We'll see what Emmett Young can come up with here, whether they go with a traditional onside kick or some kind of a chip shot. We'll see. Here's Emmett. No, they go a kick to the right side of the field. And it's a scramble for it. Upper Darby scramble is still loose, and I think the Royals are on it. Yep.
Who picked it up, do we know?
Looks like 14. Number
14.
Let's see who's up. Nope. Guess who?
Five.
Kareem McAdams on top of it. Panthers send their hands team to the near sideline, and then Emmett Young goes, throws the curveball, throws it the other way. But onside kick recovered by Kareem McAdams. 34-21 is your score here.
And that may be the shortest game for McAdams all night.
Yeah, that's right. All right. All right, let's get a quick tweet out. All that talking, I didn't tweet out the Hussein touchdown, but here is McAdams on first down, looking for room off the left side. He carries Prochniak for a bit, and then Pio and Ford in to clean up, but a gain of about six on first down for Kareem McAdams. I'm going to run out of spots on the score sheet here for him, so we'll call this his 28th carry of the night, gain of five, 233 yards.
If I were the coach for Upper Darby, I would have him out of the game by now. I mean, can you imagine if something happens to him in one of these running?
Well,
for what?
Yeah.
Well, for six and a half minutes left in the game, and I've got him still.
Well, we'll see. See what they can do with this drive. McAdams dots the eye. Two receivers to the right. Fullback in front of McAdams, who takes the handoff, goes straight up the middle for it. No, I'm sorry, that's Edgefield who checks into the game. You're right, Mike. They switch somebody out. Edgefield gets his seventh carry of the night, takes it to the Strathaven 48-yard line, brings up third down and one. So Edgefield, you could see it. Like, he's got a burst. You know, that's a different kind of a speed there, and
but
thunder and lightning.
But seeing a five and seeing a six is not easy.
All right. Upper Darby on top by two scores with the ball now at the Panther 48-yard line, third down and about one. Kerwood back, gives it to the tailback. Edgefield straight up the middle, and the senior has himself a first down. Great push from the offensive line. They just pushed the Strathaven defense to the 45. And nice job of tackling there for the Panther D, but not till it was 3 yards later, 4 yards later. And Edgefield might end up being the closer tonight at this point. Giving it to the senior with some fresh legs here. All right, and we've got the clock ticking. 5:38, 5:37 and counting to play here in regulation. First and 10, Upper Darby. They go to the fullback draft. Avutsu straight up the middle again, and he rips off 11 more. Gain of 33 on his first touch of the night. 11 more right here. And tailback, tailback, tailback all night for Upper Darby. Well, let's see. They've handed it to the tailback 35 times. So you mix it to the fullback twice, and that's doing the trick, too. 11 more yards there.
Yeah,
and another Royals first down.
There's no misdirection. There's no stunting. There's no nothing. It's just right at you, and you stop them. Reminds me, actually, of playing Hopewell in the championship game many years ago for Strathaven.
2002. Ouch. All right, here we go. Give is to Edgefield, who runs through an arm tackle. Pio wraps him up with help from Corey Harris at the 20-yard line, but that's 14 yards later. And you can see the fatigue here for the Strathaven starters. And Edgefield on just his eighth carry of the night, you can see the burst right there. He looks like absolute lightning through the hole now, even compared to McAdams,
right,
who's just run with a lot of power tonight. But this is a different look now. Upper Darby with no passing attempts here in the second half. 4:40 and counting to play here in regulation. They're on the move again. 13-point lead. They snap it from the 20. The give is to Edgefield, who runs right into Prochniak again, but it's going to spin his way for three. And again, that gain sets up second down and seven. So Upper Darby, we mentioned it earlier, Martin Luther King and Harriton and Marple the next 3 weeks. Ridley after that, and again, I would say Upper Darby could have the upper hand there and then could set up a showdown with Garnet Valley.
Yep, that'd be a good game.
In week 10, that could be for a share of the Central League title.
Although Garnet Valley's a machine. I have not seen them play, but boy.
Yeah, they and Upper Darby, you know, plays Haverford not till Thanksgiving, so we won't have a barometer there. Under center is Kerwood, and the give is to Edgefield, who cuts to his right, and he's met by Arian Ford, but bounces off him down to the 9, gain of 8 more, and it'll be first and goal to go for the Royals.
Mm.
Just not enough horses, as you said earlier, Mike.
Well, this is just, sometimes you come in and you're playing a better team. That's all this is. Now, you know, realistically, our offense has done well. We've got 21 points on the board. That would win a lot of games. But not tonight, obviously. We just can't stop Upper Darby.
All right, here we go. First and goal from the 8. Kerwood turns and gives it the tailback. This is Edgefield, who runs into a wall this time. Sam Burke's got it, and the Panthers, like crazy, just ripping at the football. Corey Harris in there as well. They're going to lose a yard on that.
Which you have to admire, or I am admiring, is Haven's just, they're like in a game of their lives here. It's like they're down by 2 points and need to get the ball back. And good for them. I mean, that's the way you play, because when the time comes, you have to play like that, and it's on the line, and you don't find out where you're going to pull it up from, where you're going to, you know, gut check. So here we are. I mean, obviously this game is really not winnable at this stage of the game, but they want to do everything they can to keep Upper Darby out of that end zone.
Second and goal from the 9. Panthers need a miracle on defense here. Give is a trap play. Zavutsu, the fullback, who runs to about the 5 and then is pushed backwards. Prochniak in the stop along with, Wilson. John Wilson has an interception tonight. Handful of tackles as well. They'll mark this at the 6. Brings up 3rd and goal from the 6. So that was Avutsu's 3rd carry, by far his shortest gain of the night. 3 carries, 47 yards. Edgefield, 11 carries for 62. Upper Darby, we'll figure out the stats later, but my guess is they're at something at like 6 or 7 yards per carry on the night. All right. Kerwood rolling to the end zone, floats it. It is caught by the fullback Avutsu for a touchdown. The exclamation point right there. Kerwood's 2nd touchdown pass of the night. The first pass attempt of the second half, and Avutsu, fullback drag out to the right side. Everybody bit on the fake inside, and clock stops with just 2:02 to play, and on for the extra point for the 6th time here is Sam Bayway. So Kerwood to Avutsu. They connected last week against Pencrest, not for a score, but first connection tonight, a 6-yard scoring pass. Bayway, plenty of leg and right down the middle. 41 to 21 is your score. Strathaven will get it back with 2 minutes and 2 seconds to play when we come back on HavenFootball.net.
The wonderful Inn at Swarthmore is now open and serving the Delaware County community with wonderful overnight lodging, as well as the fabulous Broad Table Tavern for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. With extended meeting rooms suitable for business, weddings, and other gatherings from 2 to 150 people. Visit us today to experience the Inn at Swarthmore, right next to Swarthmore College and a proud part of downtown Swarthmore, located on Route 320. Call us for dining reservations at 610-543-7500.
This is CBS 3 Sports Director Beasley Reese, and you're listening to High School Football on www.havenfootball.net.
Thank you, Mr. Reese. 2:02 to play here in the 4th quarter. The scoring drive by Strathaven answered in a big way. 73-yard scoring drive for Upper Darby not a 73-yarder. After the onside kick, a 56-yarder. Capped by a 6-yard scoring strike from Kerwood to Avutsu, and it's 41-21. John Wilson takes the squib kick on a knee at the 29-yard line, and Panthers will start right there. Actually, they'll put it down at the 30, but 2:01 to play here in regulation. Panthers down by 20, and now just trying to put some good plays together and get out of here healthy and see what they can do next week against Radnor.
Which will be a tough game.
Very tough game. And then Radnor at home, then at Ridley. Haverford at home will not be a piece of cake either.
Nope.
And then the finish with Marple and Harrington and see what happens.
Yeah, but Marple, who knows where. It's always been a tough game for us. And Harrington, sadly enough, probably will not be. But who knows at the end of the season.
All right, Jaiz Davis into the game at split end. Wing to the right. Fisher sends Belleville in motion. They play fake. Fisher's back looking. He's got Jaiz deep down the middle. Has a man out there. Jaiz juggles it off his face mask. Incomplete. Or he'd be gone for a 70-yard touchdown. Could not haul it in.
Well, if you're going to have bad luck, now would be the time to do it, because it probably won't make any difference other than a scoreboard change. But that should have, Jake had some nice passes tonight. Not all of them were great, but. You know, he's throwing a little longer, and I think that's, let your guy get under him. Give him a little space, and hopefully he can catch up with the ball. Much better than throwing short.
Conestoga is about to get their first win of the year. They lead Pencrest 20-7. Congrats to
them.
Coach Diamond and his
first
career win as a head coach. Now give is to Hussein, and he's going straight up the middle. Breaking tackles, 45-50, 45-40. Hussein down the near sideline, carrying people down inside the 25 to the 21-yard line. Zach Hussein rips off a bundle 49 more yards for Hussein.
That put him
puts him well over 200.
There you go. Well, we got a new 200 game tonight to put into this archives.
Two 200-yard rushers in this game. Hussein, 25 carries for 237.
Unfortunately, the other guy's on the other team.
Yeah, McAdams, 28 carries for 233. Here is Fisher, gives to Belleville, who's looking. He's going to throw it back to Fisher on the far sideline. Fisher
Philly,
at the 20, at the 15, cuts inside at the 10. Philly indeed. And they throw it down to the 15, to the 5. Gain of 16, the first completion of the night, goes to Jake Fisher, of all people. And so Belleville to Fisher for 16. That's the first passing yards of the night for the Panthers, as if they've had drops, they've had near misses, and who knows what else. All right, first and goal from the 5. Clock ticks, 1:17 and counting to play in regulation. They give it to Hussein, who cuts his way to about the 2. Or, I'm sorry, maybe the 3. Gain of just 2 there. 239 yards is a career high for Hussein. Clock ticks, 102, 101. Panthers huddle very quickly here. Inside of a minute now. See if they can punch in one more here. No quit in the Panthers here in the fourth quarter. That's a good sign on both sides of the ball. Just too much good play here from Upper Darby. Speaking of which, how about 52 into the backfield quickly? Nice job by Nick Feralia, who went out in the first quarter with an injury, but he's obviously back in there. Stops Hussein for a loss back to the 4-yard line. So third and goal from the 4 and timeout Strathaven.
All right, well, let's leave it right here. So next week we'll be back at our stadium to face Radnor. That'll be a tough game, although I like what I see tonight from the Panthers. I mean, you're going to play teams that are bigger, better, faster, whatever. Upper Darby certainly seems to be the better team, which I did not feel, by the way, when we lost to Interboro. Obviously, I thought we could have won that game. But these guys would be tough to beat on any given night. Radnor may be the same thing, but I like this mixing up stuff. If we do more of it, that just makes it more possible that we're going to be able to open this up to our running game. And, of course, you know, if we complete some of these things, if Fisher had had some completions that he probably should have had the balls been caught, I don't know that we'd be winning this game, but it certainly wouldn't be where it's at. So,
right.
And as it is, we're down by 20, which, you know, you'd like to lose by 7 if you're going to lose, something like that. But in any event, bottom line, offense has been doing its job against. Remember, one of the things we've talked about all night is how strong the Upper Darby defense is. Well, we scored a lot of points against them tonight.
Third and goal to go from the 4 here for the Panthers. Inside of a minute to play, 43 seconds to be exact. They go toss play to the left side of the field. Hussein trying to go for the pylon. He dives his way into the end zone for a Panther touchdown. Hussein's second score of the night comes with 36 seconds to play. So Hussein picking up some yardage late in the game here on his 28th carry. Gets him to 242 yards on the night. That's a new career high for Hussein. And, boy, he will sleep well again, I would hope. But, again, Panthers, no quit in them. 41-27, extra point pending from Jake Fisher. But, again, quick score update after the extra point here. We'll keep it right here. Belleville with a snap, ball spotted. Kick is away. It is up. It is good. That Emmett was, Young pounds it through.
And that was a high snap. Who was that? Fisher was
holding it down, yeah.
Really did a nice job on that.
So, quick score update. Springfield has extended their lead on Marple to 26-7. Ridley's about to get their first win of the year. They are late in the fourth. They lead Lower Merion 21-12. So the Aces are going to fall just short again. They've played tough every week and just a little bit short again for Lower Merion. But let's see here. A couple other scores here. Conestoga 20, Pencrest 13. Still 6 minutes to go in the fourth quarter there. Council Rock has jumped out ahead of Abington. 14 straight there for the Titans. 14-10. Council Rock South. I'm sorry, no, that's CB South is the Titans. I'm going back to all these schools that didn't exist when I lived up there. Council Rock had not split. CB Central Bucks only had 2 schools, not 3. But Council Rock South on top now. CB South, there's the Titans. They took care of Bensalem tonight, 35-7. That's gone final. Upper Moreland 40-23 late in the third. They have stretched their lead over Plymouth White Marsh. All right, the Panthers will line up again for an onside kick, I would assume. 36 seconds to play, 41-28 is your score. And we'll see what happens here. I'll tweet this out, this the last score, in a moment. Here's Emmett Young. He will go line drive into some open space off the left side, foot race for it, but it will trickle out of bounds, illegal procedure. And Upper Darby will bring the offense out on the field to take a snap and take a knee, I would think, Mike.
I would absolutely think. I would hope.
Well, but Upper Darby, you know, for all the talent and speed they have on the outside, the Panthers kept it mostly contained, I would say. But, boy, when there's just so many choices for offensive coordinator Eric Rufinack, they've got some weapons.
Oh, there's no doubt. And I think when you can give it to one guy six, seven, eight, nine times and and the least gain he has is 5 yards, I mean, then it opens up when you hand it to somebody else. And everybody's, it reminds me of an old Three Stooges movie where they kept handing it to this one kid who had an energy drink or something he was using. And suddenly the energy wore out, so they handed somebody else. Nobody even looked at him. He just ran all the way untouched for a touchdown. So here we go, taking a knee.
All right.
And
Kerwood takes a snap, takes the knee. I do not believe they'll need to snap this again. Teams will make their way toward the 50-yard line. 19 seconds, 18 seconds, 17 seconds, and they will not need to snap it again. Strathaven will fall to 3-2. Upper Darby moves to 4-1, and just one loss in the Central League. This is a team that's going to be very tough to deal with in the weeks ahead, and I think even into next year, looking at this lineup. They are reloading here on Lansdowne Avenue, so congratulations to Coach Rich Gentile. Panthers will have to try this again a few years from now. Huh. They haven't lost here. They haven't won here since 2011, and the Royals keep it that way tonight. 41-28 is your final. Well, stick with us. We'll be back for a quick recap, talk about the game ahead 7 days from now and the weeks beyond that. Be back in just a moment. Glad you're listening live or on the archive to havenfootball.net.
Wherever weights are racked, rackets are swung.
To move is to live. And wherever you find bodies in motion, you'll find people who've rebuilt their lives with the help of Rothman Institute.
Balls are pitched, skates are laced.
More bones repaired, more joints replaced. No body in our region has done more for more bodies than Rothman.
Lawns are mowed, swings are pushed.
So when you're ready to run again, ride again, move again, live again, think Rothman first. RothmanInstitute.com.
This is Dan Connor, Strathaven class of 2004, NFL linebacker, and you're listening to high school football right here on havenfootball.net.
Thank you, Coach Connor. Well, his alma mater came up short again here on the trip to Upper Darby. Panthers have lost a few heartbreakers over the last few years. This one, not quite the nail-biter we've seen in recent years past, but again, Upper Darby just handling the things on the offensive side of the ball. Nobody really just stepping up to make stops in the second half especially. A couple of nice interceptions and turnovers, but once Upper Darby decided to keep it on the ground, Panthers just ran out of steam, Mike.
Yeah, well, what did you show for McAdams?
Have him roughly, before we check any film, 28 carries, 233 yards, and 4 touchdowns.
I've got Hussein at 28 rushes for 239 yards.
Yeah. Well, Hussein had more yards. But,
yeah.
But again, it was...
I was surprised at that.
But, you know, a lot of that came...
Yeah, later.
You know, in and again, that's not a knock on Zach or the Panther offense. It was out there fighting through the whole thing. But, you know, Zach had multiple big runs tonight.
Right,
but
right.
Two drives that stalled inside the 20, to me, are the difference tonight, Mike.
Right. Well, there's no doubt about it. Look, Haven offense played well. I thought they kept after it. The Royals' defense has been touted. We scored on them a lot. You may want to give or take the last 7 points we put up there. But still, at the end of the day, they accounted well for themselves. Defense, not so much, obviously. There was a running back. We knew who was going to get the ball. We knew how it was going to work. And they still ran it down their throat. So, you know, and that happens sometimes. Like I said, I've seen it in a championship game with Hopewell and Hershey. So we knew what they were going to do with the ball. We just couldn't stop them. And that does happen occasionally. It happened tonight. But I think it's going to make the Panthers a much tougher group. They faced some good adversity tonight. And they're going to face some serious adversity against Radnor. I think a more balanced attack than anything else.
Radnor's offensive line is terrific. They have a good running back in Matt Cohen and Jameer Ryder on the outside. They have you know, anybody who put 60 on Ridley like they did a week ago, I know Ridley's had some difficulty and certainly had some problems last week. But this Radnor team is for real.
Oh, no,
and,
no doubt.
We'll see what Haverford can do with them tomorrow night. And hope you can get out to that one in person. Here's another one more Yellow Jacket to get rid of here. Well, we have, you know, we had our hands full in the first half with some Yellow Jackets. Thankfully, several others have seemed to have gone to sleep, but I'm counting about...
I think we killed most of them,
I think
actually.
About 15 of them.
Yeah, Pete said I have the player of the night. I killed 10 of them.
Okay.
Pete's allergic to him, so he was petrified.
Okay,
so.
Well, glad we kept everybody safe here tonight.
Absolutely.
In the booth with the Yellow Jackets. But no, thank you again to everybody here at Upper Darby for getting us a spot here and the broadcast. Thanks again to Athletic Director I keep wanting to call him Coach Clancy, but it's Pat Clancy at Strathaven for helping set the table for us. And, again, everybody here at Upper Darby for getting us a good spot for a very entertaining and fun game. So we will try this again 7 days from now back at George L. King Field. Radnor will come in there either 5-0 or 4-1. Either way, the Panthers will have their hands full.
No doubt.
With the Red Raiders. So we'll try it again next week, 7 o'clock kickoff, 6:45 pregame for Pete Fulginetti, who did a great job of the stats and spotting. Mike Mayer, who did a super job tonight, and certainly in the days ahead. We'll have play of the game, we'll have
be
stats,
busy.
And a whole lot more in the days to come. So check out all that you care to hear and read and fit to print on havenfootball.net over the next few days. So we'll sign off. Good luck to everybody in the next few days and the rest of the weekend. Enjoy it. Final score, Upper Darby 41, Strathaven 28. Brian Carroll signing off. Good night, everybody, and great football.
This internet broadcast has been a production of havenfootball.net Incorporated. All rights are reserved. Thanks for listening, and good night.